జయం శ్రీపాద పరమహంస పరిభ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ శీల ప్రభుపాదికి జయం తిరిలా ప్రవిష్ట విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిభ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తరశత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహారాజ్ శీల ప్రభుపాదికి అనందబడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి రామాచార్య శ్రీహరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోపగోవినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండగిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన ధామికి మాయపూర్ ధామికి మధురపురి ధామికి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామికి ద్వారకాపురి ధామికి గంగమాయకి హిమనమాయకి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి ఓ ప్రేమనంది ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అని గౌరవ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద నమామి శుభదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రసాయ భూదలే శ్రీమతి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిని నినామిని నమస్తే సరస్వదేవీం గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణి ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహ గృహీతాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవాన్ శ్రీవల్భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవ సాగరే మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలా సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవ భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పాదయోర్సవ జాయతే తథా కురుష్వ దేవేశ నాథస్త్వం నో యద ప్రభో నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వభావ ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖ శమనం తం నమామి హరిం పరం జన్మాద్యస్య యదోన్వయాదితరద చార్తేషు విజ్ఞస్వరాన్ తేనే బ్రహ్మ హృదయ ఆదిగవయే ముహ్యంతి యత్ సూరయ తేజో వారిమృతం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృష ధామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్త గుహగం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి ధర్మ ప్రోజ్జిత గైదవోత్ర పరమో ధర్మత్సరాణం సదా వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తావత్రయోన్మూలనం శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వావరైరీశ్వర సద్యో హృద్యవరుద్యదేత్ర కృతివి శుశ్రూషుభి తల్క్షణాల్ నిగమకల్పదరోర్గలితం ఫలం శుగముఖానమృతద్రవ సంయుతం విపద భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసిగా భువి భావుగా సచ్చిదానంద రూపాయ విశ్వోత్పత్త్యాదిహేతవే తాపత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నమః యం ప్రవ్రజంతం హనుభేదమవేద కృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహగాధరమజ్జుహావాం పుత్రేది తన్మయత్తరవోభినీదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిం ఆనతోస్మి యస్వానుభావమఖిల శృతిసారమేకం అధ్యాత్మదీపమతిదిదీర్షతాం తమోంధం సంసారిణాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససూనుముపయామి గురుం మునీనాం నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదో జయముదీరయే కమనీయ కిశోరముగ్ధమూర్తే కళవేణుకొనిదాదృతానందోః మమ వాచి విజృంభదాం మురారే మధురిం న కణికాభికాభికాభి నమామ్ విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రసాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిని నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణి శ్రీమల్ గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః వందే నందం వ్రజ స్త్రీణాం పాదరేణుమభీష్ణశ యాసం హరిగదోద్గీతం పునాది భువనత్రయం గోపీచరణారవింద ప్రమాణవే నమః
പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിത ചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദനീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദര മന്ദഹാസം വദാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണു ശ്യാമലോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ വാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മുഖം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതി ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാദമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണ മുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണീ ഭഗവതീം അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അംബ ത്വാമനുസന്ധതാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണീ നമോസ്തു തേ വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധേ ഉല്ലാരവിന്ദായത പത്രനേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപ പ്രപന്ന പാരിജാതായ തോത്രവേത്രൈകഭാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമ സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധാ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സസുധീർഭോക്താ ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹത് വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസചാണൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണദടാജയദ്രതജല ഗാന്ധാരനീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ വഹനീ കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാ വികർണ ഘോരമകര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സോത്തീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദി കൈവർത്തക കേശവ പാരാശല്യവജസ്വരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകേസരം ഹരികഥാ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഹപ്യബീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാദ് ഭാരത പങ്കജക്കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ മുഖം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാദമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണേന്ദ്രരുദ്രമരുദസ്ത്വന്വന്ദിനിവേ സവേർ വേദൈ സംഗമതൈർ ക്രമോപനിഷദൈർ ഗായന്തിയം സമഗാഃ ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിത തദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തിയം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാ സുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ.
So yesterday in Lord Varaha's appearance the question was raised by the demigods. They asked Lord Brahma the history behind this special situation with Didi Devi. Didi Devi is pregnant with two children, and the devadas or the demigods wanted to know what made this situation to develop in the way it has happened. That Brahma told them that the situation is that Jaya and Vijaya, who were the the gods in Vaikuntha planet, they had a disagreement with the four Kumaras. Four Kumaras have cursed them, and the result of that was Jaya and Vijaya had to accept the bodies in three different lifetimes. So that's what we were discussing yesterday. we saw there that after the cursing and counter-cursing between Jayavijaya and the Kumaras, both of them, when they came to their senses, after their anger has disappeared, Kumaras felt what they have done was a wrong thing. Especially to get angry, and to get angry particularly in Vaikuntham, which normally does not happen, has happened. Equally, Jaya and Vijaya felt that they have done something very seriously, offending the four Kumaras by not allowing them to come in. That has caused an uneasiness in their heart as well. So that is what we was talking yesterday, that both of them thought, that four Kumaras have thought that we have cursed these servants of Vishnu, Mahavishnu servants, Jaya and Vijaya, cursed them to accept some demoniac bodies. Demoniac bodies for three lifetimes. Equally, Jaya and Vijaya felt bad about it, and they said to them that if Krishna comes, Mahavishnu comes there and see the situation, what will happen? If Mahavishnu asked Jayavijaya that when my devotees come here, is this the way you treat them? If Mahavishnu asked that question, Jayavijaya had no answer. Similarly, if Mahavishnu asked the four Kumaras, have you come to Vaikuntham to curse my servants and turn them into demons? Then Kumaras also have no answer. So in this predicament, that is at that time, both of them were a little bit worried about it, and that time Mahavishnu was lying on the Adishesha, and they were thinking like that. Mahavishnu knew that they were already there. So by now the curses happened and there was no point in sitting there anymore. So he got up. Mahavishnu got up from there. Didn't say one word to Mahalakshmi, who was at the lotus feet of Mahavishnu. Didn't call the carrier Garuda either. But normally, even if it is in a rush situation, Mahavishnu will call for Garuda to come. But even that didn't happen. Just like you can see the Gajendra Moksham story, when Mahavishnu was in a hurry to save that devotee elephant, in that rush, he called Garuda to come to take him there. But all these things, and he jumped onto the top of Garuda and he was carried there. But that didn't happen here. So, here, even in that situation, the carrier was there. But here you find Mahavishnu did not look for any carrier. Straight away walked from his bed, Adishesha, walked onto, straight into the scene where the Kumaras and the Jaya and Vijaya were present there. You will see in that 15th chapter, this is specifically mentioned in that way. 37th verse.
Evam tadaiva bhagavan aravindanabha swanam vibhudya sadadikrama marya hridyaha tasminyayau paramahamsa mahamuninam anveshaniya charanau chalayan sahashri. Then, why did he not have his carrier, Garuda? Why was he in such a rush? Why was Mahavishnu felt so urgency? Because he felt that his devotees have committed some serious offense. And both of them are devotees, both the four Kumaras as well as Jayavijaya, all of them are devotees. And devotees means both of them are Krishna's people or Mahavishnu's people. And to protect them, Mahavishnu felt an urgency, or Krishna felt an urgency, and in a rush he ran away from this bed where he was taking rest on Adishesha, and he walked very fast into the tower where the Kumaras and the Jayavijaya were present. And Sri Shuka Brahmarshi says to Parikshit at this point in time, there is a special situation here, that from inside Mahavishnu is walking outwards towards the tower, coming out from the place where he was resting, from the Vaikuntha planet, and he was coming out from there, and every feet what he was putting forward, Shuga Brahmarshi is seeing that in his samadhi state, he is seeing that. So, who is, where is this lotus feet looking for? Where is this lotus feet moving towards? So, when Krishna's devotees are in trouble, just like what happened now between the Kumaras and Jaya and Vijaya, Mahavishnu felt that there is an urgency to be there, and for inquiring after them, he is walking very fast towards them. So, when he got there, personalities like Kumaras, the four Kumaras, or the Sanaga, Sanandana, Sanadana and Sanat Kumara, when they come, they are great personalities. They are great yogis, yogeshwaras they are. And normally, Krishna should have come and received them there. Krishna felt bad about it, that he didn't come there to receive them. And Jaya and Vijaya are his own servants, personal servants they are. They are standing there. When they were in difficulty, Krishna should have been there to protect them as well. So, that lotus feet of Mahavishnu is such that when devotees are in difficulty, he moves very fast towards them to protect them. So, one interesting thing here, Shukha Brahmarshi says there, normally yogis, great personalities, they are looking for that lotus feet and go towards Krishna. But here, Shukha Brahmarshi specifically mentions in the Bhagavadam that when a devotee is in trouble, the lotus feet comes towards the devotee rather than devotee going towards Krishna. This is that special relationship between Krishna and the devotee. Great yogis and jnanis, when they are inquiring after Mahavishnu or Krishna, their lotus feet, they have to keep inquiring and going towards that. That is the normal situation. But in this particular case, because the devotees were involved and the devotees are in difficulty, Krishna is coming towards them rather than devotees going towards Krishna. That important thing Shukha Brahmarshi is pointing out here. So, this is the speciality with bhakti. That, of course, it is true with devotees like Kumaras, four Kumaras, as well as Jaya and Vijaya. So, so, these things are pointed out here, that Krishna came, Mahavishnu came there and stood there, and right in the middle of both the parties, four Kumaras and Jaya Vijaya. Jaya and Vijaya fell down on the floor and paid their obeisances to Mahavishnu. The four Kumaras stood there with folded hands. With folded hands they stood there. Both of them agreed that they have committed a serious offense, each other. And the Kumaras were of the mood that our job is not to improve the situation in Vaikuntham. The way Vaikuntham is going on, or Vaikuntham is run by Mahavishnu, that is Mahavishnu's palace, and our job is not to come here and rectify the situation in the palace. That's not our job. This is the way the Kumara spoke about it. So, even if they had to wait a little while, they should have waited. Kumaras thought in that way. And they felt that they have made a mistake, so they agreed that. In that way they spoke to Mahavishnu. They got the anger, isn't it? They got upset and got angry. And they are not said that they got angry. They didn't say that they got angry. And Shukha Brahmarshi also did not say that the four Kumaras have got angry. He didn't say that in the Bhagavadam. So, but one thing is there, in order for us to understand what has actually happened there, that this question is coming, that we say Vaikuntham means no anxiety, isn't it? No Kuntham. That is free from Kuntidam. So therefore, it is place free of anxiety. How come four Kumaras have got angry there? It should not have happened. So, this story is a very serious thing, because that normally we believe that if we come to Vaikuntham, then there will be no more getting angry with anybody, because generally Vaikuntham is a peaceful place. If we get angry in Vaikuntham, where is the difference between the material life, material world and the spiritual world? If you are getting angry there, where is the difference between the material world and the spiritual world? So this question is answered, that although they have arrived in Vaikuntham, the four Kumaras do not have lust or anger. These things don't manifest there in their mind. So, but here we see a situation that the Kumaras did get upset and they did get angry there. Although they didn't say that, nor Shukha Brahmarshi mentioned that. But the situation, that is the amazing thing, but we are not allowed to say that, because big people, great personalities, when they make mistakes, we are not allowed to point it out. That's the way it is. When great people, when they make mistakes, ordinary people are not allowed to point that out. So therefore, what did Shukha Brahmarshi say there? The way Shukha Brahmarshi also, for Shukha Brahmarshi also, the four Kumaras are higher personalities, isn't it? They are the topmost devotees, and at the same time, jnanis also, and totally renounced. And Lord Brahma, first in the creation, in many ways, they are much higher than even Shukha Brahmarshi. So therefore, Shukha Brahmarshi also did not say anything that they got angry. Instead, what he said was that when there was a difficulty for the four Kumaras to go visit Mahavishnu inside, when there was a block there, he was attacked by, the four Kumaras were attacked by the younger brother of the Cupid. Younger brother of the Cupid. In a very roundabout way he put it. That means, normally you know that lust and anger, kamam and krodham, they are coming from rajogunam, isn't it? In the Bhagavad Gita you know, kamayesha krodhayesha rajoguna samalbhava. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. So, Kamadeva, or the personality who is in control of the lust, and his younger brother has created some disturbance for Kumaras. That is how Shukha Brahmarshi says, instead of saying that they got angry. Saying in a way that, so that it doesn't become an offense, as it is directed, that he was a little bit disturbed by the younger brother of lust. So, this mother, Rajogunam, she delivered two babies, Kamam and Krodham, lust and anger, isn't it? So, in there, normally in our life, first lust comes, and then lust is followed by anger. It's always like that, isn't it? So, therefore, lust is the elder brother, and Kamam is the elder brother, and Krodham is the younger brother. Anger is the younger brother. But, because the anger is more powerful, which creates all the havoc later, and even though krodham or anger was born later after kamam, the seniority or the controller in both, in lust and anger, is anger. Anger has got the controlling factor, because anger creates all the disturbances later. Therefore, out of these two, lust and anger, even though lust comes first and then followed by anger, or lust is the elder brother and the second one is the anger, in all the decision making and in all kinds of after effects, because anger causes all the problems, he is given the senior position there. He's given the senior position there. So, Kamam's younger brother, there was a little bit problem from him for the Kumaras. That is how Shukha Brahmarshi says in the Bhagavatam. So, so that's the saying. So, when great personalities like Sanat Kumaras and all, when they get into difficulties, it is not possible for ordinary people to mention that, or they got angry. That will never be said like that. It is not possible. So they are saying like this. Even Shukha Brahmarshi is careful while saying that. He is very careful about that, so that he doesn't make any offenses to the four Kumaras. So, on the other hand, Krishna was in a difficult, Mahavishnu was in a difficulty there. His difficulty was that if you say something in favor of the Kumaras, Jay and Vijaya will get upset. Or if you say something in favor of Jay and Vijaya, the four Kumaras will get upset. So Mahavishnu was in a difficult situation with the Jaya and Vijaya. They have stopped them, and it happened so. So therefore he found this very difficult situation. So Mahavishnu, he did it in a different way. He said that it is not your fault, he said to the Kumaras, in a very apologetic mood. He says to them, it's not your fault, that it is my mistake. Mahavishnu says to the Kumaras, because in this situation, in this issue now, both of you are not responsible. Neither the Kumaras are responsible, nor Jaya and Vijaya are responsible. It's my fault. Mahavishnu takes it everything on his head. He says, I am responsible for this. Because he says to the Kumaras, when I knew that great personalities like you were coming here, it should have been my responsibility to come and wait at the gate to receive you. I didn't do that. Therefore, it's my mistake. It says in the Bhagavatam like that. So, I have been given that divine vision to see in advance that you are coming. I should have taken notice of that and I should have been here to receive you. I didn't do that. And when my devotees are coming, when they are coming from long distances, at least I should receive them at the reception gate, at the tower, where it is the entrance gate. And I didn't do that. If I had come here and waited here, this mistake would not have happened. And the way Krishna has spoken all these things to both of them will give the impression that Krishna is capable of doing anything in such a diplomatic way when it's necessary to suit the situation. So, and to speak in this way and to remove people's distress from their mind, Krishna is very expert at that. Krishna says to them that particularly, if I had done any offense like this to personalities like you, if my hand was responsible, I'll cut my hand off. That is what Mahakrishna is saying there. If I would have cut my hand off. But particularly if it is my own people, my own bodyguards or the Jaya and Vijaya, if they had done that, they absolutely they deserve this punishment. That is how he said to them. So therefore he says that instead of me doing that, you have done it. That's all. That's how he pacified the Kumaras. And I should have punished them, but I didn't. Instead, you have done that. I'm pleased about that. After saying all this, when he started speaking like this, the four Kumaras got a little bit suspicious. Why is Krishna saying like this, in this way? That they are devotees. They felt that Krishna is deliberately lifting them up and putting on a higher platform. This impression was given to the four Kumaras. Kumaras immediately told them that you are not responsible for this, but why you are speaking in this way, they said to them, exactly in the opposite way. And the Kumaras felt a little bit fearful. Why Mahavishnu is saying in this way? They told him that at this point, the Kumaras told Mahavishnu, we did get angry, we did get upset. Because if we haven't got angry, we would not have been able to curse them. The fact that we have cursed them shows that we got angry, he says to them. And we got angry, therefore we cursed them. And therefore, because we have got angry and cursed them, we are willing to accept the reaction from that. Whatever results are there to follow, we will accept that. And if we have told them that they have to take birth in three lifetimes as demons, accordingly, we are also willing to take the life as demons for next three lifetimes. The Kumaras have offered it from their side. That and that three lifetimes, we will live in this world with pure devotion to you. And we'll pass our life in that way for three lifetimes. That is why they also had to accept a body in the demoniac family. Like Prahlada as the son of Hiranyakashipu. And as Vibhishana as the brother of Ravana. and as Vikarna in the Mahabharata war. These three personalities are that appearance of these four Kumaras in order to compensate for their own mistake, what they have committed by cursing Jaya and Vijaya in the Vaikuntha planet. So, Prahlada, Vibhishana and Vikarna, they are the three appearances of these four Kumaras. And the four Kumaras have to accept three lifetimes here. And equally, Jaya and Vijaya had to come here three times. What we have to learn from all this is that Jaya and Vijaya, they are in the Vaikuntham. The four Kumaras have come to Vaikuntham. And once they lost their control and got angry, because of that, they had to accept three lifetimes. See that punishment? For getting angry once in Vaikuntha planet, the four Kumaras as well as Jaya and Vijaya had to accept three lifetimes in this world. They had to come here. Imagine from morning waking up till night going to bed every day. How many times we get angry. So imagine the power of vasana that it's creating inside. Is there any surprising at all that how many millions of lifetimes we have to pass through because of this? That's not a simple, this is what we have to learn from this. Other story, let it go its own way. What is significant with us on this is that Kumaras who are so elevated personalities and also the Jaya and Vijaya, once they got upset, for that three lifetimes is the punishment. So every single day from morning to night, how many times do we get upset? And how many times those vasanas are created inside, how many lifetimes it's going to create for us for the future? This is what we have to learn from this. This is what is indicating to us. It's not a story that happened somewhere else. It is a lot of reference to our own life in this world. That we can calculate how many lifetimes. So, Krishna smiled at them, and the four Kumaras were very peaceful, satisfied about that. And Krishna, Mahavishnu told the Kumaras, you should bless these two personalities, Jaya and Vijaya, and then you can leave. He said, so accordingly, let them stay three lifetimes in this world and then they can come back. And for which you have to give them permission. So the four Kumaras blessed Jaya and Vijaya that they will have three lifetimes as demons, but after that they will come back to the spiritual world. And equally by now they have both become very respectful to each other, and the four Kumaras agreed with everything and they paid their respects to Mahavishnu and they left. That is what is spoken here. That is what is being spoken. Jaya and Vijaya says to Krishna. Jaya and Vijaya after they left says to Krishna like this. To Mahavishnu he says like this, that if there was a fault in our side, Jaya and Vijaya says to Mahavishnu, if there was a fault on our side, see for example, if we got angry and we acted in the wrong way, was it necessary to bring these four Kumaras here and make them to curse us? What was the necessity for that? This was the question from the Jaya and Vijaya to Mahavishnu. He said, could you not have directly punished us instead of bringing these four Kumaras into it and punishing us? When they said this, Mahavishnu's heart melted. He felt that they were good servants for Mahavishnu, Jaya and Vijaya. They were great devotees as well. But in spite of that, they felt that instead of indirectly getting them punished, when he said this to Kumaras, that I wanted to punish them. Jaya Vijaya was a little bit upset. The fact that if Mahavishnu wanted to punish them, not one lifetime, hundreds of lifetimes, they were willing to go and take birth in any bodies. They didn't have any problem. But they were saying that, why did you bring these Kumaras into this situation and force them to curse us? And at that moment, Krishna's heart got melted. And Krishna knows very well, to get somebody cursed or to get someone relieved from the curse, or to even to change the curse, everything Krishna can do if he wants to do it. But this in this situation, my decision is that you have to accept this decision. Mahavishnu told them, this is what I have decided, that you accept these three bodies and come back here. And why three lifetimes? That question will come. Why three lifetimes, isn't it? By now, Mahavishnu has been thinking, while lying in the Vaikuntham, that these human species, no matter whatever opportunity given to them, they do not take to spiritual life easily. They won't take to spiritual life easily. Even if they are sent to the earthly planet, they will continue fighting, killing each other there, but they will never think about escaping from there. That mentality to the desire to free from material life and desire to go back to spiritual world doesn't happen easily in the human species. So they are simply attached to the material existence, material happiness, and live in this earthly planet without thinking about going back home, back to Krishna. So nobody is engaged in spiritual life, and therefore, to finish all that, Mahavishnu thought that at least I will have to incarnate myself a few times, two or three times I will have to incarnate myself. This was his thought. And otherwise, if we don't do that, they will simply remain in this world materially attached. So, it was at that time that Mahavishnu's thoughts were going in this way. They said to him that in so many incarnations I had come. But he said to the Jayan Vijaya that you have been cursed to go for three lifetimes. But to get you back from there in these three lifetimes, I will appear four times. This is Mahavishnu's position. You have gone there three times, isn't it? He came there, Jayavijaya came here as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu, and then Ravana and Kumbhakarna and Shishupala and Dandavatra. In three lifetimes, they had to come. But in order to get you back from there, Krishna had to come four times. Is it not? He had to come, says Varahamurti, Narasimham, Ramachandra and Krishna. Four appearances. So, to tell Jayan Vijaya that you are my devotees, to show that compassion to them as devotees, that you have to go. There is nothing can be changed now. It's already been decided. So, you should go. Even though you have to go three times, I'll come four times to get you back from there. So, so what this is all indicating to us is that Krishna is planning an appearance where everyone gets attracted to that form. Everyone gets attracted to that particular incarnation, which is Krishna. And that was in Krishna's thoughts behind. And the intention was not to give trouble to Jayan Vijaya. The intention was not to create anger in the Kumara's heart, the four Kumara's heart. Instead, the intention was to help us, to save us, the human species from the... For in that process, Kumara's and Jayan Vijaya have assisted Mahavishnu. That is the plan. We are reading this and we are thinking that, oh, these people, they also are like us, they are not much different. Jayavijaya and Kumaras. But that is not what is being taught here. The lesson for the human society is that Krishna's sankalpam or Krishna's resolve was such that in order that the human species make progress on the spiritual path, to help people, those who are, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita also, isn't it? That for the sake of the devotee, Krishna has decided to come. And in that process, these pastimes of Krishna with the Kumaras and Jayavijaya happened in the heavenly, in the spiritual world. That is how it has to be understood, says Sri Rajarya Swamiji, says this. So, here you can see that is why in many, all the Bhagavadam also says, indirectly, In Melpathur said this to Krishna, Sarvam Bhaval Prenanayeva Bhuman. All behind all these incidents, what happened in Vaikuntham, it is Mahavishnu's hands behind that. Sarvam Bhaval Prenanayeva Bhuman. Without Mahavishnu prompting this, these incidents would not have happened. In other words, neither the four Kumaras nor Jayan Vijaya had anything to responsible for this situation. Mahavishnu himself is responsible, and the intention behind that was, by this incident they had to come here, and by saving them from material existence, Mahavishnu had to come down four times as Varahamurti, and then Narasimhamurti, and later on Ramachandra, and then finally Krishna. So all these four incarnations we got. Why? Because of this incident between Jayavijaya and the four Kumaras. After saying this, now after they have received Jaya and Vijaya, after they were cursed by Sanaka, the four Kumaras, we are now seeing that in the next two chapters, they are talking about Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, about their birth. That is being spoken in the next two chapters. Sridharajari Swamiji says there, Harina Sandvidair Viprair Anutaptai Stushodhase Tayor Asurabhavi Bhi Kruto Anugrahami Iriyate. That four Kumaras, they were consoled by Mahavishnu and they were given this blessing that even if they accept a demoniac body, they will still remember Mahavishnu. They will still remember Mahavishnu. That is why what we find there. Even though they have accepted a demoniac body, all this is very interesting if you see the background of the situation. That they were told that they will have to accept the demoniac body. But while leaving Vaikuntham, Mahavishnu told them that even if you accept that body, demoniac body, you will not forget me. You will not forget me. Sundaramurti Swamiji said this to Shiva also in the Kailasam. When he had to leave, Mahadevan told, Lord Shiva told Sundaramurti that you have to go, you cannot stay, because there was a problem. Sundaramurti had a problem, Sundaramurti Swami. So when he said to them that if I go, I should not forget you, that guarantee you have to give it to me, which he did. Same thing here, in Vaikuntham also the same thing has happened. Shri Brahma Vaja Idital Gunadam Desham Muninam Yoga Dharminam Pradinandya Jagadedam Vikundanaleo Vibhu Shri Bhagavan Vaja Etautau Pashado Mahyam Jayo Vijayame Vacha Kamarthi Kritamam Yaddo Bahuakrada Madikramam Estueda Deodrado Dendo Bhavadurma Manuprade Sa Eva Numato Osma Birmuneo Deva Helenal Tadda Prasadayam Yadyam Brahma Deva Param Himi Tadhi Almagradam Maneel Sumpubhira Salkrata Yanamani Jagrahnadi Logo Brtig Dagasi So Sadhuara Salkirtim Handi Tochamivamaya Sese Pradam Esyamradam Elisha Shravanavagaha Sadhyapunadi Jagadashubaja Vikunda Soham Bavad Ubalabda Sutir Takirti Chindiam Sabahuma Biva Pratigula Vrtim Yel Sevaya Charnavalma Bavitra Renam Sadhyakshada Kilamalam Pradilabda Shilam Nashir Viraktam Abimam Vijahadi Yasyam Prechala Vartam Idare Niyaman Vahandi Naham Dadmi Yajaman Havir Vidayani Shodal Pudap Pudamadan Pudam Mukhena Yel Brahmana Samukadas Charadonukhasam Tushtasama Yavahide Nijakarma Pagay Yesham Vibramahamakanda Vigunda Yogam Maya Vibudi Ramalangri Rajakiri Day Vipramstu Kona Vishahede Yadarhanamba Sadhya Punadi Sahasandra Lama Lokan Tanme Sabarturavasayam Alakshamano, Ushmadikramagadim Pradibadya Samya, Buyomavandiyamidam Tadanigrahome, Yel Kalpadama Jirado Gradayor Vivasa, Brahmo Vaja Athanas Dasyoshadim Devi Mrshiliam Saraswadim, Naswadyamanyadashtanam Desham Alma Pyatrupyadam, സതീം വ്യാധായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണൻ വന്ദു ലഘ്യം ഗുരുവർത്ത ഗഹ്വരാം വിഗാഹ്യാഘാത ഗംഭീരാം വിദുഷ്ടീർഷിതം തേ യോഗമായയാരബ്ധം പാരമേഷ്ടമഹോദയം പ്രോജു പ്രാഞ്ജലയോ വിപ്രാ പ്രഹൃഷ്ടാക്ഷുഭിതൃഷയ ഊചു നവയം ഭഗൻ വിദ്മസ്തവദേവചികീർഷിതം കൃതോമി അനുഗ്രഹശ്ചേതിയധ്യക്ഷ പ്രഭാഷസേ ബ്രഹ്മണ്യസപരം ദൈവം ബ്രാഹ്മണാ കിലതേ പ്രഭോ വിപ്രാണാം ദേവദേവാനാം ഭഗവാൻ ആത്മദൈവതം തത്വസ്തുത്യസനാതനോ ധർമ്മോ രക്ഷതേ തനുഭിസ്തവാ ധർമ്മസ്യ പരമോ ഗുഹ്യോ നിർവികാരോ ഭവൻ മത തരന്തിഹ്യഞ്ഞ സോമൃത്യം നിവൃത്തായതനുഗ്രഹാൽ യോഗിനസ് ഭവാൻ കിംസിൽ അനുഗ്രഹീയതയൽപരൈ എം വൈ വിഭൂതിരുപയാ തനുവേലമന്യേ അർത്ഥാത്യബീസുശരസാദപാദരേണു ധന്യാർപ്പിതാംഗ്രി തുളസി നവധാമധാന്നോ ലോകം മധു വ്രതപദേരിവ കാമയാന യസ്താം വിവിക്തചരിതയിലനുവർത്തമാനമാദ്യാദ്രിയൽ പരമഭാഗവത പ്രസംഗ സത്വം ദ്വിജാനുപത പുണ്യരജ പുനീത ശ്രീവത്സലക്ഷ്മ കിമഖാ ഭഗവാജനസ്ത്വം ധർമ്മസ്യതേ ഭഗവത സ്ത്രീകത്രിസ്വൈ പത്മിശ്ചരാചരമിതം ദ്വിജ ദേവദാർത്ഥം നൂനം വ്രതം തദപികാതിരജസ്തമശ്ച സത്വേന നോ വരദയാ തനുവാ നിരസ്യ നത്വം ദ്വിജോത്തമകുലം വ്യതിഹാത്മകോപം ഗോത്താവൃഷാസുർഹണനേന സസൂനൃതേന തർഹ്യേവതം രക്ഷതി ശിവസ്തവ ദേവബന്ധ ലോകോഗ്രഹീഷ ഋഷഭസ്യ ഹി തൽ പ്രമാണം തത്തേന വിഷ്ണമസത്വം ദിദർവിധിൽസോ ക്ഷേമം ജനായ നിജശക്തി വിരുദ്ധൃതാരേ നൈതാവതാ ത്രതിപതേർപദ വിശ്വഭർത്തു സ്തേജക്ഷതം ത്വമനദസ സദേ വിനോദ യം വാനയോർദ്ധമമദീശ ഭവാൻ വിദത്തെ വൃത്തിം നുവാ തതനുമന്മഹി നിർവ്യളീകം അസ്മാസു വായമുചിതോ ധ്രിയതാം സദണ്ഡോ യേ നാഗസോ വയമയുഷ്മഹി കിൽഭിഷേണ ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച ഏതൗ സുരേതരഗതിം പ്രതിപദ്യ സദ്യം വൃത്തിം നുവാ തതനുമന്മഹി നിർവ്യളീകം അസ്മാസു വായമുചിതോ ധ്രിയതാം സദണ്ഡോ യേ നാഗസോ വയമയുഷ്മഹി കിൽഭിഷേണ ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച ഏതൗ സുരേതരഗതിം പ്രതിപദ്യ സദ്യ സംരംഭ സംഭൃത സമാധ്യനുബദ്ധയോഗോ ഭൂയസകാശ ഉപയാസ്യദാശുയോവ ശാപോമയൈവ നിമിതസ്തദവൈതവിപ്രാഹ ബ്രഹ്മവാചാദദേമുനിയോ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ നയനാനന്ദഭാജനം വികുണ്ഠം തദധിഷ്ഠാനം വൈകുണ്ഠം ചു സ്വയം പ്രഭം ഭഗവന്തം പരിക്രമ്യ പ്രണിപത്യാനുമാന്യജ പ്രതിജഗ്മോ പ്രമുദിതാം ശംസന്തോ വൈഷ്ണവീം ശ്രിയം ഭഗവാൻ അനുഗാവാഹയാതം മാം വൈഷ്മസ്തുഷം ബ്രഹ്മദേജസമർത്ഥോഭിഹന്തം നേചേമതം തുമേ ഏതൽപുരൈവ നിർദ്ദിഷ്ടം രമയാ ക്രുദ്ധയായത പുരാപവാരിതാം ദ്വാരി വിശന്തിമയുപാരതേ മൈ സംരംഭയോഗേന നിസ്ഥീര്യ ബ്രഹ്മഹേളനം പ്രത്യേക്ഷിതം നികാശം മേ കാലേനാൽപീയസാ പുന ദ്വാസ്താവാദിശ്യ ഭഗവാൻ വിമാന ശ്രോണിഭൂഷണം ശ്രേണിഭൂഷണം സർവാതിശയാ ലക്ഷ്മ്യാജുഷ്ടം സംദിഷ്ണിമാവിശൽ തൗതു നിർഗീർവാണ ഋഷഭോദുസ്തരാധ്രിലോകത ഹതശ്രിയോ ബ്രഹ്മശാപാൽ അഭൂതം വിഗതസ്മയോ തഥാ വികുണ്ഠദിഷണാതയോർ നിപതമാനയോ അഹാകാരോ മഹാനാസീൽ വിമാനഗ്രേഷു പുത്രക താവേ വിഹദുനാ പ്രാപ്തോ പാർഷദ പ്രവരോ ഹരേ ബിദേർജഡര നിർവിഷ്ടം കാശിവം തേജമുൽമണം തയോരസുരയോരദ്യം തേജസായമയോർ ഹിവ ആക്ഷിപ്തം തേജമേതർഹി ഭഗവാം തദ്ദിതിൽ സതി വിശ്വസേയ സ്ഥിതിലയോദ്ഭവഹേതുരാദ്യോ യോഗേശ്വരൈരപി ദുരത്യ യോഗമായ ക്ഷേമം വിദാസതി സനോ ഭഗവാം ത്രദീശാസ്ത്രസ്ത്രാസ്തദീയ വിമൃശേന ഹിയാ നിഹാർത്താം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം തൃതീയ സ്കന്ധേ ഷോഡശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ തദ സപ്തദശേ ജന്മതയോർ ലോകഭയങ്കരം ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷ പ്രഭാവശ്ച വർണ്യതേ ദിക്ചയേൽഭുതാം സോ ഇൻ ദിസ് നെക്സ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ദി അപ്പിയറൻസ് ഓഫ് ജയ ആൻഡ് വിജയ വിച്ച് വാസ് ഫ്രൈറ്റനിങ് ടു ദി ഹോൾ ക്രിയേഷൻ ആൻഡ് ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷാസ് അഡ്വെഞ്ചറസ് ആക്ടിവിറ്റീസ് വാട്ട് ഹാപ്പൻ All these things are in the 17th chapter. Maitreya Vajanasham Yalpuvagidam Karanam Shangayo Jida Tada Sarve Nivartanda Tridivayadiva Ukasa Didistu Martura Desha Bhatya Parishangini Desha Dabhatya Parishangini Purne Varshashadesa Advi Putra Uprasushuveyamo Ulpada Bahavastatra Nibedur Jayamanayo Divibhuvyandari Chaja Logasyurubhaya Vaham Sahajalabhoshyalur Disha Sarva Prajajvalum ശൂൽക്കാശ്ചാശനയപ്പേതു കേദവാശ്ചർത്തിഹേതവ വവവായി സുദുസ്പർശ ഫൂൽക്കാര നീരയൻ മുഹു ഉന്നൂലയൻ നഗപതിൻ വാത്യാനീകോരജോധ്വജ ഉന്മസതരിധം ഗോദ ഘടയാദഷ്ടഭോഗണേ വ്യോംനീ പ്രവിഷ്ട നമസാനസ്മ വ്യാദൃശതേ പദം ശുക്രോശ വിമനാവാർദ്ധി ഉദൂർമേക്ഷുപിതോദര സ്വതമാനശ്ച സരിത ചുക്ഷുഭോ ശുഷ്കമംഗജ മുഹുപരിതയോ ഭുവൻ സരാഹുവോ ശശിസൂര്യയോ നിർഘാതാരഥ നിർഹ്രാദ വിവരേഭ്യ പ്രജജ്ഞിരേ അന്തർഗ്രാമേഷു മുഖതോ മമന്ദ്യോ മന്യുമുൽഭണം സൃഗലോലുകടങ്കാരേ പ്രണേ ദുരശിവം ശിവാം സംഗീത വദ്രോദന വദുന്നമ യശരോധരാം വിമുഞ്ചൻ വിവിധാവാജോ ഗ്രാമസിംഹാസ്തദസ്തദ ഘരാശ്ചകർക്കശേക്ഷത ഘുരേർഗന്ധോധരാതലം കർക്കാരരഭസാമത്ത പരിധാവന്മരൂധശാം രുദന്തോരാസവത്രസ്ത നീട ഉദ്വദൻഖക ഘോഷേ അരണ്യേജ പശുവശൻ ശകൃന്മൂത്രമകുർവത ഗാവോത്രസനസർഗോദ ഹാസ്തുവയദ പൂയവർഷിണ വരുദന്ദേവലിംഗാനി ദ്രുമാപേ ദുർവിനാനിലം ഗ്രഹാന്മുണ്യതമാനിനി ഭഗണാംശാപി ജീവിത അതുചേരുവക്രഗത്യ യുധിശ്ച പരസ്പരം ദൃഷ്ടാന്യാശ്ച മഹോൽപാദാന തത്തദ്വിധ പ്രജ ബ്രഹ്മപുത്രാന്തേഭിതമേനിരേ വിശ്വസംപ്ലവം തവാദിദൈത്യോ സഹസ വ്യജ്യമാനാത്മപൗരുഷോ ബഹുർധാദേശ്മസാരേണ കായേനാദ്രീപതി ഇവ ദിവിസ്പൃശോ ഹേമഗിരീട കോണ്ടി നിരുദ്ധകാഷ്ടോ സ്ഫുരതംഗദാഭുജോ ഗാം കമ്പയന്തോ ചരണൈ പദേ കഠ്യാസുകാഞ്ചർക്കമതീത്യതസ്തു പ്രജാപതിർനാമതയോരകാർഷി ദേഹാദ്യമയോരജായത തം വൈ ഹിരണ്യകശുഭം വിദു പ്രജ യം തം ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷമസൂദസാഗ്രത ചക്രേ ഹിരണ്യകശുഭുർദോർഭ്യം ബ്രഹ്മവരേണ ച വശേ സപാലാം ലോകാം സ്ത്രീനഗുതോ മൃത്യുരുദ്ധത ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷോ അനുജസ്തസ്യ പ്രിയപ്രീതികൃതന്വഹം ഗദാപാണിർദിവായാദോ യുൽസുർമൃഗേന്ദ്രണം തം വീക്ഷതു സഹജമം രണൽ കാഞ്ചന നൂപുരം വജയന്ത്യാസജാസുഷ്ടം അംസന്യസ്തമഹാഗതം മനോവീര്യമസക്തമസൃണ്യമഗതോഭയം ഭീതാ നിലിരേ ദേവാ തക്ഷത്രസ്ഥായിവാഹയാ സവൈതിരോഹിതാൻ ദൃഷ്ടോ മഹസാസ്വന ദൈത്യരാൾ സേന്ദ്രാൻ ദേവഗണാൻ ക്ഷീമാനപശ്യൻ വിനദദ്ഭൃശം തതോ നിവൃത്തക്രീഡിഷൻ ഗംഭീരം ഭീമനിസ്വനം വിജഗാഹേ മഹാസത്വവാർദ്ധ്യം മത്തം ഇവദ്ധിവ തസ്മിൻ പ്രവിഷ്ടേ വരുണസ്യ സൈനിക യതോ ഗണസന്നദീയാ സസാദ്വസ അഹന്യമാനാമപി തസ്യ വർച്ചസാ പ്രദർശിത ദൂരതരം പ്രദുദ്രവോ സ വർഷഭോഗാനുധതോ മഹാബലശ്ചരൻ മഹോർമീച്ഛസനേരിതാൻ മുഹു മോർവ്യാഭിജഗ്നേകതയാ വിഭാവരീമാസേ ദിവാം സ്ഥാതപുരീം പ്രചേതസ തത്രോബലഭ്യാസുരലോകപാലകം യദോഗണാനാമൃഷമം പ്രചേതസം സ്മയൻ പ്രലബ്ധം പ്രണിപത്യ ബീജവഞ്ചകാതമേ ദേഹ്യതിരാജസംയുഗം ത്വം ലോകപാലോധിപതിർ ബൃഹച്ഛ്രവാവീര്യാവഹോ ദുർമദവീരമാനിനാം വിജിത്യ ലോകേകില ദൈത്യദാനവാൻ യദ്രാജസൂയേന പുരായജൽ പ്രഭോ സ ഏവമുത്സിക്തം മദേന യുദ്വിഷാദൃഢം പ്രലബ്ധോ ഭഗവാനപാം പതി രോഷം സമുത്ഥം ശമയൻ സ്വയാധിയ വിവോചതം ഗോപശമം ഗദാവയം പശ്യാമി നാന്യം പുരുഷൽ പുരാതനം അസ്യം യുഗേ ത്വാം രണമാർഗ കോവിദം ആരാധയിഷ്യത്യ സുരക്ഷപഹിതം മനസ്സിനോയം ഗ്രണതേ ഭവാദൃശ തം വീരമാരാധിപത്യ വിസ്മയം ശയിഷ്യസേ വീരശയേ ശുഭേർവൃതേ വൃത യസ്ത്വദ്വിദ്മാനാം സദാം പ്രശാന്തയാ രൂപാണി ദത്തേ സദനുഗ്രഹേ ചയാ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം തൃതീയ സ്കന്ദേ ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷ ദിഗ്വിജയേ നാമ സപ്തദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ സോ വാട്ട് യു ഹാവ് സീൻ ദയർ ബിഫോർ ബോത്ത് ജയ ആൻഡ് വിജയ ആൻഡ് ഫോർ കുമാരസ് ബോത്ത് ഓഫ് ദം ആർ റെഡി ടു ലീവ് വൈകുണ്ഠ പ്ലാനറ്റ് കുമാരസ് സെഡ് ഫെയർവെൽ ടു കൃഷ്ണ ദേ ലെഫ്റ്റ് Jaya and Vijaya also ready to leave now, to come as the, and to come as the next three lifetimes here. So, important thing is that Krishna has taken very seriously that his devotees, Jaya and Vijaya, are in trouble. So, somehow or the other, Krishna wanted to pacify them for the curse what was given to them. So, all these places is to show to us that there is a special relationship with the devotees. Mahavishnu always have a, Krishna has a special relationship with the devotees. So, that is the reason why when Kumaras curse Jaya and Vijaya to go for three lifetimes, Mahavishnu says to them, I will come four times to get you out, back from there. So, that is why, Tadhaidhi gada lalanaka ushale, Krishna is never satisfied in pacifying his devotees. Krishna is never once you will see Krishna is always in a anxiety to look after his devotees. That you will see in this pastime. Whether it is the Kumaras or it is Jaya and Vijaya, Krishna has made sure that even when they come here, that is why in the Mahabharatam you will see this also when we talk about Rajasvayam, they mentions there, Shukha Brahmarshi says there, that Krishna made sure that when Jaya and Vijaya were here, because they were his servants in the Vaikuntha planet, they should have the similar opulence when they are here in the when they have to accept their human body or this in the body in this world, when they have to come to the material world. To such an extent, Krishna has taken care of them. So this is Krishna's nature, that if Krishna any time felt that he had given some pain to a devotee, the next time Krishna moves much more closer and shows double the affection than the pain what he has given to the devotee. That is Krishna's a soft corner for the devotee. This you will not find with anybody else, with the jnanis or the yogis. This is peculiar with the devotee. If Krishna feels that he has given some pain to a devotee and Krishna felt it, then the next thing what Krishna will do is he will show his extraordinary affection and love for that devotee in his next activity with the devotee. This is peculiar with Krishna. So that is why he said that if you take three lifetimes, I will follow that with four lifetimes. Krishna says to Jayan Vijaya. So, and he says, for Kumaras, Sanaga and Sanandana, Sanana, Sanat Kumara, they were given Nirvigalpa Samadhi, isn't it? They are always in the Nirvigalpam state. Nirvigalpa Samadhi means totally in the Brahman realized state. Under no situation, they will have any Vigalpam in their heart. That's why it's called Nirvigalpa Samadhi. When Vigalpam hums, then Samadhi goes. So, Nirvigalpa Samadhi state is the Brahman realization state. Fully realized, but no contact with the body. That is why they were freely moving around without clothes, because no contact with the body. In their consciousness, body doesn't exist. Outside people who are looking at them, they will see the body, but they don't have any contact with the body. Body, that is the Nirvikalpam state. You will see this example spoken in many, many books, how in the realized state, a person who is self-realized, he doesn't feel any connection with the body. And he does not even recognize that body existing there. But for others who are conditioned, they will see him only through the body. Like when we, if we see the Kumaras, we will see the body exist. But for Kumaras, the body doesn't exist. That is that Nirvikalpam state. Nirvikalpa Samadhi, because there is no mind existing inside. Now, here what is interesting here is, when Krishna offered the Nirvikalpa Samadhi state to the Kumaras, Krishna says to Jayan Vijaya a special offer, which he hasn't done so far to anybody else. That is what you will see that word there in the 16th chapter, 26th verse. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Etausure Taragadim Pratibadya Sadhya Sambrambha Sambhrida Samadhi Anubhadha Yoga. That is that offer. You will never hear, it is not Jnana Yogam, it is not Bhakti Yogam, it is not Karma Yogam, another Yogam. What is that? Sambrambha Sambhrida Samadhi Anubhadha Yoga. A special yoga process which Krishna has given to these four Kumaras. Sambrambha Sambhrida Samadhi Anubhadha Yoga. In other words, you can get as much angry as you like with me, and you can fight with me, and I'll kill you, and you'll come back to me again. That is what that is. That means, that is why, when we hear, when in the 7th canto, Saptamaskandam, you will see this. When this discussion happened with Yudhishthira Maharaj and Sri Narada Maharshi there, Yudhishthira Maharaj was interested to hear that there was a system where you could get angry with Krishna and fight with Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead. That is not possible. You can see, these are personalities who got the special ticket. Only they can do that. So it has to be approved by Krishna. Only in that case, this yoga system will work. Which one? Sambhrambha, Samrada, Samadhi, Anibadha Yoga. That means they have given this special sanction that you can go to the material world and you can get as much angry as you like with me, fight with me, and finally come back to me. A special license given. Because what's the reason? Reason is this. If you get angry, it's much more powerful than the love. Isn't it? Loving relationship can easily break. If something small thing happen, the love goes. Finished. But if you get angry with somebody, it gets stronger. It gets stronger. So that is what he is saying here. That, so, with love and bhakti, devotion and respect, you remember someone, it's a lot more powerful, you will remember that person if you hate him. Is it not? So that's why when we study Bhagavatam, there is no need to feel these personalities anyway lower. Who? Shishubala and Dandavaktra, or Ravana and Kumbhakarna, or Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. They are all done their role, what they had to do to please Krishna, and they have gone back. And we are thinking we are better than them. You see, we got, because we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are devotees, thing like that. How many million lifetimes you have passed through in this way here? They have come and finished in 3 lifetimes and gone back. So this special concession, this is a special offer. This one is a special offer. Samrambha samrda samadhyanibaddha yoga, he says, which is never heard before. It's not there in the jnana margam, karma margam, yoga margam, bhakti margam, nowhere exist. Another yoga system. That is why when Krishna said, there's only 3 yoga systems we have, jnanam, karmam, bhakti. He says in the Ekadasham, isn't it? In the 11th canto, Krishna mentions that. It is only through the yoga, 3 yoga systems exist. But now Krishna is saying, I'll give you another yoga system if you want to come back to me, and that is this. Sambrambham, sampradam, samadhi, anubaddha yogoho. So this is what Krishna has found out, a new yoga process. And that is the reason that he told Jaya and Vijaya, you can become demons, there's no harm. Even if you become demons, there's no harm. So when they understood this, when they said this to, when Krishna said this to Jaya and Vijaya, they were also happy. So when they were leaving Vaikuntham, they were happy. They were not unhappy people. They left Vaikuntham in total happiness because they knew when they come here, they have an interesting role, isn't it? Like a villain's role in the movie. You see villains, they have a special role, isn't it? So they got this opportunity to play that, and they were extremely happy. Sambrambha samasamadhi. So that is how Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu have come, and they are coming in that way. So accordingly, Krishna has turned the thoughts of Didi Devi and Kashyapa Prajapati also. We have seen that before. How Kashyapa and Didi Devi, what all happened in their household and life. Didi Devi felt the need to associate with Kashyapa Prajapati in the evening sunset time, and Kashyapa Prajapati got upset with Didi Devi. And finally, Kashyapa Prajapati told, yes, there will be 2 demons taking birth from your womb, and given her all the benedictions, which we have discussed in the last few days. So, all these things, behind everything, Krishna's hands are working behind that. So, that's why. So, in this way, Krishna is preparing the background for his own incarnations. Krishna is preparing the background for his own incarnations. First he made Kashyapa Prajapati and Didi Devi to fight over the issue of having children. And Didi Devi broken all the rules and regulations and went to Kashyapa Prajapati at the wrong time to conceive a child. And Kashyapa Prajapati got upset and cursed them that you will have 2 sons, but will be very demonic people. That's one side. The same time these incidents happened in the Vaikuntham, where Jaya and Vijaya got cursed by 4 Kumaras. Who is behind all these things? These are all the background for Krishna to come here. And there has to be a reason to come. And that is how the whole reasons were set up. The causes of all the 4 incarnations. Varaham, Narasimham, Sri Ramachandra and Sri Krishna. Krishna's appearance. These 4 incarnations, behind that, all these stories. That's why this 3rd canto is important. That's where the seed is sown for the 4 appearances. So, that is why it said, Sarvam bhaval prerana yaiva bhuman. Velpatur said to Krishna that without your hands behind it, these things cannot happen. Kashyapa Prajapati to make a mistake, Didi Devi to make a mistake, Jaya Vijaya to make a mistake, above all 4 Kumaras to make a mistake like that. It cannot happen. Sarvam bhaval prerana yaiva bhuman. If you are not behind this, these things won't happen. And if you are behind it, anything can happen. That's also implied in that. So, so therefore they have come and they have drawn as the children of Who is saying all these things? Brahma is saying this to the demigods, is it not? Brahma is saying to the demigods, he says, they are going to appear here, and therefore, that is why you are experiencing this problem in the heavenly planets. That's how he put it. The problem in the heavenly planets is because of this, that you are, all these things are happening in Vaikuntham, and they are preparing to go. So, because you will see there in the last verse, there, Vishwasya Yastidhi, in the, and that 16th chapter, Vishwasya Yastidhi Layolbhavam, last verse, Layolbhava Heduradyo Yogeshwarairabhi Duratyaya Yogamayam Kshemam Vidhasyadi Sano Bhagavam Pradhisha Tatrasmadiya Vimrshena Kiyanihartham. That says there, one important thing Shukha Brahmarshi is pointing out to us there, that yogaya kshemam vidhasyadi. If we want happiness in this world, who has to sanction that? Krishna has to sanction. Otherwise we will never have happiness in this world. We will never have happiness in this world. So the normal policy in this world is, if we want happiness, what do? We have discussions and discussions and discussions all the time, isn't it? And it becomes that tastrasmadiya, say, vimrshena kiyani hartha. What is the meaning, what is the use of all your discussions? He's saying. Shukha Brahmarshi is saying, you can keep on discussing, but you're not going to be happy. If you want to be happy here, the sanction has to come from Krishna's side. From Krishna's side. So, like you can see that, for the sake of the peace in this world, so much discussions going on all over, isn't it? When all these discussions are going on, more wars are going on than any time before. It will never come to an end. And it looks so funny that all these wars and fighting is going on, and there's so much discussion also going on. Shukha Brahmarshi is saying to us that that when the discussion is going on, more bombs are going on there. So, and more people are getting killed. And this fighting and this poison of hate has been sown so much in people's mind, so that, and the discussion is going on at the same time. What is the use? He says that, so if there has to be any peace in this world, the only option is to get that peace from Krishna. Krishna has to, that is why in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna puts it directly to us, isn't it? What did he say? No, oh yeah. He's a verse there where he says that Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sukhrutam Sarvabhudanam Yatvamam Shanti Mruchati. If you want Shanti, I have to sanction that. Otherwise you won't get Shanti. Krishna is saying to us, but we won't go back to Krishna. We make our meetings and discussions. What can you do? So that is the same thing Shukha Brahmarshi is also saying to us. He says it's not going to happen because he is the benefactor. Bhoktaram yajna, all the yajnam, all the tapas, sarvaloka maheshwaram. He is the controller of everything. And sukhrutam sarvabhudanam, he is the well-wisher and friend of all the living entities. Nyatvamam shanti murchari. If you please Krishna, Shanti will come. Otherwise there will be no Shanti. Shanti is the key factor, isn't it? About 8 or 10 times Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Everywhere you can look at it, you will see there. Shanti is the natural state of the jiva, to be in a peaceful state. That Shanti, what Krishna repeatedly says in the Bhagavad Gita, that Shanti will only in Shanti spiritual life will flourish. Otherwise not. So that's why it is indicated that there. So you can see that so that all these things happen, that now Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu is taking birth here. And what is interesting here is that the rishis, they have used more verses in the Bhagavatam to describe the appearance of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu than when Krishna and Ramachandra has appeared. That's also there in the Bhagavatam. So many interesting things you will notice there. To explain Krishna's appearance, 8 verses. But look at Hiranyakasha and Hiranyakashipu's appearances. How many verses they have used. They seem to enjoy this because whether when you are talking about Hiranyakasipu or Hiranyakasipu, that they don't restrict it to few verses. When Hiranyakasipu, and you have to look at it this way. When Krishna appeared in the, you will see that in the third chapter in the 10th canto, that's where Krishna appears, isn't it? So the appearance verse, before that, the changes in the nature and the different things what's happening in the creation is spoken there. First 8 verses is all about that. And the same thing he has brought here. Subramashi says here also, but in a different way. For example, you'll notice some of the things here. In the Krishna's appearance said, Vavau vayusuga sparsha punya gandham ivam shuchi. There is a verse there. The breeze or the air that was blowing was very peaceful and give happiness to people's heart. Here, what does he say? If you look into the 5th verse here, Vavau vayusudu sparsha Fulkara nirayan moho unmulayan nagabadin vatyani go rajodvajam. That in Krishnavadaram says Bhavavai Sukhasparsham. Here he says Bhavavai Sudhusparsham. So with very little changes, exactly opposite experience what you had when Krishna came, when Hiranyaksha came, happened to the society. That Krishnavadaram, when Krishnavadaram happened, it talks about Apsaras women coming and dancing, singing, Gandharva singing, and flowers, petals were thrown from the sky, from the demigods were thrown flowers and things like that. What is he here? If you look at the 11th verse, Gharascha, that is the 17th verse. Gharascha karkashai kshatha ghurair gandho dharadalam kharkar rabhasa matha paryadhavan varudhasham. That if it was like that here, he's saying the donkeys and the dogs, they were singing, he's saying. They were singing their music. That you can imagine what that will be like. There it was all Apsaras women and Gandharvas. Gandharvas were singing and Apsaras women were dancing. Here, dogs and the donkeys were singing. That means, you know what that means, isn't it? The way the donkeys sing and the way the dogs make their noises. So whether it is music or crying, that is left to us to say. He's saying here, Sangeeta Vadrodhanam, 10th verse. Sangeeta Vadrodhanam, Namadunnamaya Shirodharam, Vimunjan Vivitha Vacho, Gramasimha Statastada. Gramasimha means dogs. They are Gramasimhas, the lions of the village. He says, they are Sangeetam, they are Sangeetam, or they are Rodhanam, he says. Sangeetam or Rodhanam, he says, I don't know. Shukabrahma Maitreya Maharshi is saying there. It's going on. So, comparing Krishnavadaram with Avadaram of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Everything is interesting to watch. Like the way it is spoken about Krishna's appearance and the way it's spoken about Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu's appearance. More verses used for describing the appearance of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So, but those who heard the sound of these dogs and donkeys, they got a doubt whether it is a music or whether it's crying. It was definitely not very pleasant, in other words, what he's saying here. So, it is in that situation, this incarnation comes, who? Hiranyaksha's avataram. Hiranyaksha's avataram. So, that is that. 17th verse, if you look, you will see that is the avataram verse, appearance of these two. They appear together. So, appearance of these two is that 17th verse. That is called avataram verse. Avataram verse, that means appearance verse. It is the same thing you will see in the Bhagavadam, in the 10th canto, Krishna's appearance. Tamalbudam balagamam bujetranam chadurbhujam shangagadharyudhayidam shrivalsalakshmam galashobhigaustubam pidambaram sandrabayodasaubhagam. There is two verses there. So here, that similarly, Divisprishau Hemakirida Kodhibir Niruddhagashto Spiradangada Bhujau Gam Kambayando Charanai Pade Pade Katya Sukanjar Kamati Tyatastatum. That, I say there, that those who are there at that time, they got the doubt that the situation was not favorable for a proper incarnation of Krishna. Because of all these inauspicious omens in the nature, from the dogs and the doggies, everything. So, it's not like the other one, Krishna's appearance, Tamalbudam. So, these are two also, in that Krishna's appearance is Tamalbudam Balaga, referring to Krishna. Albuda Balaga. Albuda Balaga means wonderful boys. Tamalbudam Balaga is appearing. These two are also Albuda Balagas. Who? Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu also. Only difference is, as soon as they were born, they grew big, straight away. They grow very big. And they grow so big in the world that everyone was frightened. Out of them, Hiranyakashipu is the elder one and Hiranyaksha is the younger one. So naturally, Hiranyakashipu got onto the throne straight away. And Hiranyaksha decided to be adventurous, going all around and beating up everybody. That was his adventure. He enjoyed doing that. Anyone and everyone, he will not accept anyone. So, it was at that time, what happened was that he saw the earthly planet and pushed the earthly planet underneath the water. And it stood there. And while the earthly planet was underneath the water, he started playing with the water in the Garbhodaka ocean. He was kicking the water and making waves. He's so huge person. And in this way, he's enjoying in the water. His form is so big. He's enjoying in the water. But Maitreya Maharshi did not discuss these childhood pastimes of Hiranyaksha in the Bhagavatam. He didn't say anything about it. He just left it, seeing all these things. And because he was not satisfied, childhood pastimes are there for Hiranyaksha also, like Krishna had childhood pastimes, isn't it? Balalila. So same Balalila applies to Hiranyaksha also. But these two Maitreya Maharshi didn't bother to write all that things. He just left it. So what did they do? Hiranyaksha goes straight to Varuna's planet. Goes into Varuna's planet. Varuna and invite him to fight. That ego inside and that arrogance inside. So Varuna understood the situation. Varuna says to him, people like you, I'm not the right person to fight with. I'm not the... because Krishna himself is... Mahavishnu will come to fight with you. He'll be the appropriate person. Because if you fight with Mahavishnu, he said, you will feel that what you are feeling in your hands now, you want to fight, that fighting spirit, isn't it? That's giving you trouble. That will go. That if you fight with Mahavishnu... Like Banasura had the same problem, isn't it, with Lord Shiva. Banasura went up to Lord Shiva and told him, I want to fight with somebody. Mahadevan understood the situation, that this is the type of devotee I have got. he says to him, why don't you go and fight with anybody else? Go and smash down all the mountains, hills, rocks, everything. Banasura says to Mahadeva, I've done all that, it's already over, he said. There's nobody to fight with me. What can I do? I want to fight, but there's nobody to fight with. So that was his mood. It was then that Lord Shiva said to him that one day it will come, the person will come to fight with you. Similarly here, Varuna sends him back. Go back now, somebody will come to fight with you. And that time you will be satisfied, the desire to fight. Sisraksha and Yuyulsa. Yuyulsa means this tendency to fight. It is natural in them. Asuric nature, isn't it? So, so it is at that time, Narada Maharshi comes there. And Narada Maharshi comes and says to him, the first verse itself in the 18th chapter itself, Tadeva makarna, Maitreya Vacham, Tadeva makarna jalesha bhashitam, Mahamanastad viganaya durmada, Harer viditva gadi mangana aryadal, Rasadalam nirvivivishe taranyidam. Narada Maharshi came to him that, and he takes our Hiranyaksha, tell him, I will show you whom you have to fight with. And take him to Rasadalam. And there the fight happens. To Rasadalam, he takes there. Sri Narada Maharshi takes Hiranyaksha there and introduce him to Varahamurti there. Introduce him to Varaham. Here is the person whom you can fight with. And that is the next two chapters. അഷ്ടാദശേതരോർദ്ധർത്തൃ ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷവരാഹയോ നിർവിശേഷം മഹായുദ്ധം ദേവക്ഷോഭി നിരൂപ്യതേ. സോ ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷ ആൻഡ് വരാഹമൂർത്തി, ദേ ആർ ഫൈറ്റിംഗ് ഇൻ ദിസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ. And Mahamurti is bringing the from underneath the water, he is bringing this earthly planet. Like yesterday we talked about it, remember? There are two incarnations Varaham there. One is the Shweta Varaham who appeared in the Swayambhu Manu's time. And that incarnation is not what is going to be spoken now. This is the next incarnation of Varaham where he has appeared, half the part is human, half the part is the Varaha form. And it is this Varaham, second Varahamurti, who has actually fought with Hiranyaksha. The reason being that Swayambhu Manu's time, when Varahamurti appeared, with that Swayambhu Manu's time is over. Then after that we have four other Manu's time has gone. Raivadam, Chakshusham, Raivadam Manu, Chakshusham Manu, and then Uttamam Tamasam. So all these Manu's time is over. And finally in Chakshusha Manu's life, Chakshusha Manu's time, this incident happens. So Varahamurti appeared twice. Shweta Varaham is the first one, this is the second one. So, Maitreya Vajata Deva Vagrana Jalesha Bhashidam Mahamanatyadigana Yadurmada Harer Viditva Gadimangana Harada Rasadalam Nurvivishaye Turanyida Dadarshatra Abhijidam Dharadharam Prodniyamana Vadimagranam Shraya Ushnandamashna Sujaru Surujoruna Shriya Jahasa Chahovana Gocharo Mruga Ahena Mekhyakyamahim Vimunjanu Nasaugasam Vishwasrajayam Arpida Naswastiyasya Sanayamame Ankshada Suradamasa Digada Sukara Krite Tamna Sabatnaira Bhavaya Kimprito Yomaya Yahandya Suran Parokshajil Tuam Yoga Maya Balamalpa Paurusham സംസ്ഥാപ്യ മൂട പ്രമൃജേ സുഹൃച്ചുചാം ത്വയി സംസ്ഥിതേകതയാ ശീർണശീർഷം അസ്മദ്ഭുജച്ഛുതയാ യേച തുഭ്യം ബലിം ഹരം ദർശയോ യേച ദേവ സ്വയം സർവേന ഭവിഷ്യന്തി മൂലാഹ സാ തുധ്യമാനോരി ദുക്തതോമരേർ ദംഷ്ടാഗ്രഗാം ഗാമുപലക്ഷ ഭീതാം തോദം വൃഷം നിരഗാദംബു മധ്യാത് ഗ്രഹാഹരസ്യകരേണുര്യദ്ധൈവ തം നിസ്സരന്തം സൈലാദരിദ്രുതോ ഹിരണ്യകേശോ ദുരദം യഥാ ജഷാം കരാളദം ശോഷന നിസ്സനോ ബ്രവീൽ ഗദഹ്രിയാം കിന്തു സദാം വിഗർഹിതം സഗാമുദസ്ഥ സലിലസ്യ ഗോചരേ വിന്യസദർശ്യാമദധാ സ്വസത്വം അഭിഷ്ടുതോ വിശ്വസജാ പ്രസൂനൈ ആവൂര്യമാണോ വിബുധൈ പശ്യതോരേ പരാനുഷക്തം തപനീയോപകൽപ്പം തപനീയോപകൽപ്പം മഹാഗതം കാഞ്ചനചിത്രദം ശം മർമാണ്യഭീഷണം പ്രതുദന്തം ദുരുക്തൈ പ്രചണ്ഡമന്യു പ്രഹസംസ്ഥം ബഭാഷേ ശ്രീഭഗവാനു ആചാ സത്യം വയം ഭൂവനഗോചരാ മൃഗ യുഷ്മദ്യുതാൻ മൃഗയേ ഗ്രാമസിംഹാൻ ന മൃത്യുഭാഷേ പ്രതിമുക്തസ്യ വീര വികഥനം ദൽ തവ ഗൃഹണം ദ്യഭദ്ര ഏവേ വയം ന്യാസഹരാരസൗഗസാം ഗദഹ്രിയോ ഗദയാദ്രാവിദാസ്തേ തിഷ്ടാമഹേദാഭി കദഞ്ചിദാജോ സ്വയം കൊയാമോ ബലിനോത്പാദ്യ വൈരം ത്വം ഭദ്രതാം ത്വഭദ്രധാനം കില യൂഥമാദിപോ ഘടസ്വനോ സ്വസ്ഥയമാശ്വനൂഹ സംസ്ഥാപ്യ ജാസ്മാൻ പ്രമുജാശ്വസ്വഗാനാം യസ്വാം പ്രതിജ്ഞാം നാദി വിവർത്യസഭ്യ മൈത്രയോവാചാം സോധിക്ഷിപ്തോ ഭഗവതാ പ്രലബ്ധശ്രുഷാഭൃശം ആജഹാരോർപ്പണം ക്രീതം ക്രീഡ്യമാനോ ഹിരാഠിവ സൃജന്നമർഷിത ശ്വാസാമന്യ പ്രചലിതേന്ദ്രിയ ആസാദ്യതരസാ ദൈത്യോ ഗദയാഭ്യഹനധരിം ഭഗവാംസ്തു ഗതാവേഗം വിസൃഷ്ടം രിപുണോരസി അവഞ്ജയ തിരശ്ചിനോ യോഗാരൂഢം ഇവാന്തകം പുനർഗതാം സ്വമാതായ ഭ്രാമയന്തമഭീഷ്ണശ അഭ്യധാവദ്ധരി ക്രുദ്ധം സമരം വാദഷ്ടതച്ഛദം തതശ്ചകതയാരാദിം ദക്ഷിണസ്യാം ധ്രുവിഭ്രൂവിഭ്രഭോ ആജഗ്നേ സതുതാം സൗമ്യഗതയോ കോവിദോഹനൽ ഏവം ഗദാഭ്യാം ഗുരുവീഭ്യാം ഹരിയക്ഷോ ഹരിരേവ ച ജിഗീഷയാ സുസംരബ്ധാം അന്യോന്യമഭിജഗ്നദോ തയോസ്പുതോസ്തീൻ മഹദാഗതാം ഗയോ ക്ഷതാശ്രവഘ്രാണ വിവൃദ്ധമന്യോ വിചിത്രമാർഗാം ശരദോർജിഗീഷയാ വിഭാതിലായാമിവ ശുഷ്മിനോർമൃധാ ദൈത്യസേജ്ഞാവയവസ്യമായ ഗൃഹീതവാരാഹതനോർമഹാത്മന കൗരവ്യമഹ്യം കൗരവ്യമഹ്യം ദിഷുദോർച്ചി വിമർദ്ദനം ദിദക്ഷുരാഗാദൃഷുബൽവൃതസ്വരാൻ ആസന്ന ശൗണ്ടീരമഭേദസാധ്വസം കൃതപ്രതീകാരമഹാര്യവിക്രമം വിലക്ഷദൈത്യം ഭഗവാൻ സഹസ്രനീർജഗാദ നാരായണമാദിസൂകരം ശ്രീഭ്രമോവാചാം ഏഷ ദേവദേവാനാം അംഗ്രിമൂലമുപേയുഷാം വിപ്രാണാം സൗരഭേയീണാം മൂലാനാമപ്യനാഗസാം ആഗസ്കൽ ഭയകൃദ്ധിഷു കൃതസ്മദ്ധാവരോസുര അന്വേഷണ പ്രതിരഥോ ലോക നടതി കണ്ടക മൈനം മായാവിനം നൃത്തം നിരങ്കുശമസത്വം ആക്രീഡ ബാലവദ്യ വേദാശീ വീഷമുത്ഥിതം യാ ദേവദേശവർദ്ധ്യത സ്വാം വേലാം പ്രാപ്യതാരുണ സ്വാം ദേവമായാമാസായ താവജഹ്യഖമച്യുത ഏഷാ ഘോരതമാ സന്ധ്യ ലോകച്ചമ്പൽക്കരി പ്രഭോ ഉപസർപ്പതി സർവാത്മൻ സുരാണാം ജയമാവഹ അധുനേഷോഭിചിന്നാമ യോഗോ മൗഹൂർത്തികോ ഹ്യകാൽ ശിവായ നഷ്ടം സുഹൃതാമാശു നിസ്തര ദുസ്തരം ദൃഷ്ട്യാ ത്വാം വിഹിതം മൃത്യുമയമാസീത് ആസാദിത സ്വയം വിക്രം മീനം മൃദേഹത്വ ലോകാന ദേഹി ശർമ്മണി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതി മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം തൃതീയ സ്കന്ദേ ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷവദേ അഷ്ടാദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഊനവിംശേ വിരിഞ്ചാതി പ്രാർത്ഥിതേന മഹാവൃതേ വരാഹേണ ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷോദ ശ്ലാഘ്യോ അനുവർണിതേ സോ ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് സീരിയസ് ഫൈറ്റിംഗ് ബിറ്റ്വീൻ ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷ ആൻഡ് വരാഹമൂർത്തി Brahma, Lord Brahma appeared there, and at that time Mahavishnu Varahamurti killed Hiranyaksha, and there is so many interesting things in that chapter. Lord Brahma is glorifying Hiranyaksha. Lord Brahma is glorifying Hiranyaksha, saying that how fortunate Hiranyaksha is. He says there, how fortunate Hiranyaksha is. We'll see that. ശ്രീ മൈത്രേയ വാച അവതാരി വിരിഞ്ജസ്യ നിർവ്യളീകാമൃതം വച പ്രഹസ്യ പ്രേമഗർഭേണ തദവാംഗേന സോഗ്രഹീൽ തദസ്സപത്നം മുകുതശ്ചരന്തമകുതോഭയം ജഗാനോൽപത്യ ഹൃദയാ ഹനാവസരമക്ഷജ സാഹദായന ഹൃദയ വിഹദാ ഭഗവത്കരാൽ വികൂർണിതഭദ്ര തപദ്രേജേ തദ്ഭുതമിവാഭവൽ സ തദാ ലബ്ധകീർത്തോ ഭീന്നഭാദേ നിരായുധം മാനയൻ സമൃതേ ധർമ്മം വിശ്വക്സേനം പ്രകോപയൻ ഗദായാമപവിദ്ധായാം ഹാഹാകാരേ വിനിർഗതേ മാനയാമാസതദ്ധർമ്മം സുനാഭം ചസ്മരദ്വിവോ തം വ്യഗ്രചക്രം ദ്വിപുത്രാധമേന സുഭാഷത മുഖ്യേന വിഷജ്ജമാനം ചിത്രാവചോ തദ്വിദിതാം ഖേചരാണാം തത്രാസ്മാസൻ സ്വസ്തിദേമം ജഹീതീം സദം നിശമ്യാത്രധാംഗമഗ്രദോ വ്യവസ്ഥിതം പത്മബലാശലോചനം വിലോക്യജാമർഷ പരിപ്ലദേന്ദ്രിയം രുഷാ സ്വദന്തച്ഛദമാദശ്വസൻ കരാളദംഷ്ടചക്ഷുഭ്യാം സംചക്ഷാണോ ദഹനിവ അഭിപ്ലുത്യ സുഖതയാ ഹതോസീത്യാഹനധരീം പദാസവ്യേനതാം സാധോ ഭഗവാൻ യജ്ഞസൂകര ലീലയാമിഷദശത്രോ പ്രഹരദ്വാദരം ഹസം അഹചായമാധൽ സ്വാഘടസ്വത്വം ജിഗീഷസി ഇതിത്വസ്യ തദാപോയാസ്താടയൻ വനദൽ വൃഷം താം സ ആപതതീം വീക്ഷ്യ ഭഗവാൻ സമവസ്ഥിത ജഗ്രാഹലീലയാ പ്രാത്രം ഗുരുൽപാനിയോപന്നഗീം സ്വപൗരുഷേ പ്രതിഹതേ ഹതമാനോ മഹാസുരാം നൈഷദ്ഗതാം ഭീയമാനം ഹരിണാവിഗതപ്രഭ ജഗ്രാഹ തൃഷിഖം ശൂലം ജ്വലജ്വലനലോലുപം യജ്ഞായ ദ്രുതരൂപായ വിപ്രായാഭിചരൻ യഥ തദോജസ ദൈത്യമഹാഭടാർപ്പിതം ചക്കാസദന്ധമുദീർണധീതി ചക്രേണ ചിച്ഛേദശാദനേമിന ഹരിയതാ താക്ഷപദത്രമുചിതം വൃക്ണേ സുശൂലേ ബഹുദാരിണാഹരേ പ്രത്യേത്യ വിസ്തീർണമുരോ വിഭൂതിമൽ പ്രവൃദ്ധരോഷസ കഠോരമുഷ്ടിനാം നദൻ പ്രഹൃത്യാന്തരദീയതാസുര തേനേത്തമാഹനക്ഷത്ര ഭഗവാൻ ആദിസൂകര നാഗംപദമനാക്വാഭിസ്രജാഹതമിവ ദ്വിപ അഥോരുദാസജന്മായം യുഗമായേശ്വരേ ഹരൗ യാം വിലോക്യ പ്രജാസ്ത്രസ്ത മേനിരേ സ്യോപസംയമം പ്രവോർവായുവശ്ചണ്ടാസ്തമപ്പാം സോമൈരയൻ ദിഗ്ഭ്യോ നിവേദു ഗ്രാമാണാം ക്ഷേപണൈ പ്രഹിതാമിവ ദൗർനഷ്ടഭ്രഗണാധ്രോഗേ സവിദ്വിനിയിൽ സ്തനയിത്നമി വർഷദ്ഭി പൂയകേശാശ്രുഗിൽ മൂത്രാസ്തീനി ചാസകൾ ഗിരയാ പ്രത്യദൃശ്യന്റെ നാനായുധമുചോനഖ ദിഗ്വാസസോ യാതുധാന്യശൂലിന്യോ മുക്തമൂർധജ ബഹുഭിരക്ഷരക്ഷോഭി പത്യശ്യ രഥകുഞ്ചരൈ ആദതായുരൽ സൃഷ്ട ഹിംസ്രാ വാചോരി വൈശസ പ്രാദുഷ്കൃതാനാം മായാനാം അസുരി ആസുരീണാം വിനാശയൻ സുദർശനാസ്ത്രം ഭഗവാൻ പ്രായും തദൈതം ത്രിപാൽ തദാദിദേ സമഭവൽ സഹസാഹൃതിവേ ബധു സ്മരന്ധ്യാവർത്തുരാദേശം സ്തനാശ്ചാസൃക്പ്രസസ്രുവേ വിനഷ്ടാസു സുമായാസു ബോയശ്ചാവ്രജ്യകേശവം ഋഷോപഗുഹമാനോമം ദദൃശേ അവസ്ഥിതം ബഹീ തം മുഷ്ടിഭിർവിനിഗ്നന്ദം വജ്രസാരൈരഥോക്ഷജ കരേണ കർണമൂലേഹൻ യഥാത്വാഷ്ട്രം മരുൽപതി സ ആഹദോ വിശ്വജിതാപ്യഹവജ്ഞയാ പരിഭ്രമദ്ഗാത്രമുദസ്ഥലോചന വിശീർണബാഹങ്കൃശിരോരുഹാപദ യഥാ നഗേന്ദ്രോ ലുലിതോ നഭസ്വത ക്ഷിതൌഷയാനം തമകുണ്ടവർച്ചസം കരാളദംഷ്ടം പരിദഷ്ടദച്ഛദം അജാതയോ വീക്ഷശംസുരാഗത അഹോ ഇമാം കോനുലഭേദ സംസ്ഥിതിം യം യോഗിനോ യോഗസമാധിനോരഹോ ധ്യായന്തി ലിംഗാദസദോ മുമുക്ഷയ തസ്യേഷ ദൈത്യകൃഷവാപദാഹദോ മുഖം പ്രവംശ്യം തനുമുത്സസർജ ഏതാദോ പാർഷദാവസ്യ ശാപാദ്യാദാവ സൽഗതിം പുനഃകതിപയ സ്ഥാനം പ്രബൽസ്യേദേഹ ജന്മഭി ദേവാഊജു നമോ നമസ്താഖില യജ്ഞതന്തവേ സ്ഥിതോ ഗൃഹീതാമല സത്വമൂർത്തയെ ദൃഷ്ട്യാഹതോയം ജഗതാം അരുന്ദുദം ത്വൽപാദഭക്തിയ വയമീശ നൃവൃത മൈത്രയ ഉവാച ഏവം ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷമ സഹ്യ വിക്രമം സസാധയിത്വാ ഹരിരാദിസൂകന ജഗാതലോമം സമഖണ്ഡിതോത്സവം സമേലിത പുഷ്കര വിഷ്ണവാദിവീ മയാ യഥാനുക്തമവാദിദേ ഹരേ ഹൃദാവതാര സുമിത്രചേഷ്ടിതം യഥാ ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷമുദാര വിക്രമോ മഹാമൃതേ ക്രീഡനവൻ നിരാകൃത സൂത ഉവാച ഇതി കൗഷാരവാഖ്യാതമാശ്രിത്യ ഭഗവത്കഥാം ക്ഷത്താനന്ദം വരം ലേവേ മഹാഭാഗവതോ ദ്വിജ അന്വേഷാം പുണ്യശ്ലോകാനാം ഉദ്ധാമയശസാം സദാം ഉപശ്രുത്യ ഭവേന്മോദ ശ്രീവത്സാംഗസ്യ കിം പുനഃ യോ ഗജേന്ദ്രം ജഷഗ്രസ്തം ധ്യായന്തം ശരണാംബുജം ക്രോശന്തീനാം കരേണുനാം കൃച്ഛ്രദോ മോചയൽ ദ്രുതം തം സുഖാരാധ്യം ഋജുഭിർ അനന്യശരണേർ നൃഭി കൃതജ്ഞ കോനസേവേ ദുരാരാധ്യമസാധുഭി യോ വൈ ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷവധം മഹാത്ഭുതം വിക്രീതം കാരണസൂകരാത്മന ശൃണോതി ഗായ തനിമോദേജസ വിമുച്യതേ ബ്രഹ്മവദാത് അഭിദ്വിജാഹം ഏതന്മഹാപുണ്യമലം പവിത്രം ധന്യം യശസ്യം പദമായുരാശിഷാം പ്രാണേന്ദ്രിയാണാം യുതിശൗര്യവർദ്ധനം നാരായണോന്ദേഗതിരംഗശൃണ്വതാം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംവിതായാം തൃതീയസ്കന്ധേ ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷവധോ നാമ ഏകോനവിംശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. സോ ശ്രീനാരദ മഹർഷി ഫ്രം ശ്രീനാരദ മഹർഷി ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷ ഹേർഡ് ദാറ്റ് ഹി ഇസ് മൈ എനിമി മഹാവിഷ്ണു ഇസ് മൈ എനിമി ആൻഡ് നാരദ മഹർഷി ടോൾഡ് ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷ ദാറ്റ് ഹി ഹാസ് കം മഹാവിഷ്ണു ഹാസ് കം ഇൻ ദി വരാഹ ഫോം ആൻഡ് ഹി ഹാസ് ടേക്കൺ ദ പ്ലാനറ്റ് അവേ earthly planet from the Garbhodaka ocean, and he has taken it away from you. That's how he put it. He has taken it away from you as though it's yours deliberately to upset Hiranyaksha. Narada Maharshi put it like that. So when Narada Maharshi said that, Hiranyaksha says, where is this Mahavishnu? He said, where is he? He said, Narada says, from a distance he showed him where he is. That person who is going there, he said, that's Hiranyaksha, says to Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha looked at him. What he saw, there was a hog going around. Hog face, isn't it? That's why he said, Jahasa chaho vana gocharo mruga. If you look at that 18th chapter, what is this? Gocharo mruga. Jahasa chaho vana gocharo mruga, he says. In the second verse, 18th chapter. Dadarsha tatrabijidam dharadharam. പ്രോന്നിയമാനാവനിമഗ്രദംഷ്ട്രയ മുഷ്ണന്തമഷ്ണോ സുരുജോ അരുണശ്രിയ ജഹാസ ചാഹോ വനഗോചരോ മൃഗ വനഗോചരോ മൃഗ ദാറ്റ് ഹി സേസ് ഈസ് ദിസ് മഹാവിഷ്ണു നാരായണ ഈസ് ദിസ് ഹി സേസ് ദാറ്റ് ദിസ് ഈസ് എ ഹോഗ് വിച്ച് സ്റ്റേയ്സ് ഇൻ ദ ഫോറസ്റ്റ് ഈസ് ഇറ്റ് ദാറ്റ്സ് ഹൗ ഹിരണ്യാക്ഷ സോ മഹാവിഷ്ണു ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് ദിസ് ലൈക് ലുക്സ് ലൈക് എ ഹോഗ് ഇൻ ദ ഫോറസ്റ്റ് ഈസ് ദാറ്റ് And he called him loudly, hog. He called the hog in his own language. He called him that, practically to say, called Krishna like a hog. He called him, addressed him like a hog. So never in the lifetime Varahamurti has heard this, somebody calling him like this. So, we have heard in the Bhagavatam, Gopis calling Krishna Shyamasundara and and Karvarna and many other nice ways of addressing Krishna. But never once Krishna got a call like this from a devotee in this way, calling him like a hog, addressing him. Not only a hog, to call in a way considered to be one of the most abominable way of addressing somebody, isn't it? So Krishna got very happy about that, it seems. Rahamurti got very happy. So he's carrying this earth on the tusk. And he's moving away. So he lifted his head and looked at Hiranyaksha. Who is calling this? And he shook his head, keeping the earthly planet on the top of the tusk. He shake him. So he couldn't shake it too much because earth will fall from there. So in a dancing mood and at the same time meditative form, he acknowledged to Hiranyaksha when he called him in this way. So, yes, yes, I am that hog, he says like that. So, but I'm looking for dogs like you. I'm that hog which is looking for dogs like you, he said. And then started the fight between the two, great war between Hiranyaksha and Varahamurti. These rishis, they have some special nature. Vedavyasa Maharshi has one nature, Valmiki has another nature. Vedavyasa Maharshi, if he starts describing a fighting or a war, he will never be satisfied. He wants to make it as big as possible. That is his poetic nature. By nature, Vedavyasa is like that. He doesn't like describing anything else more than a war. War is his most favorite topic. When he starts discussing the war, he will go to the very nitty-gritty of the whole war and start talking about it as detailed as possible. And he'll forget that he is writing Srimad Bhagavatam or anything, Mahabharatam, because the war is more important for him. He gets absorbed so much into the war when he discusses war. Similar, therefore, Vedavyasa Maharshi is well known for his description of war. Similarly, Valmiki is fond of describing the forest. Valmiki is so attached to forest. When he sees an opportunity to describe the forest, rishis, ashrams, where great rishis have lived, or Valmiki is his own ashram, he is very well attached to that forest conditions. So he will take every effort to describe everything that is present in the forest. That is a Ramayanam, you will see this speciality with Vedavyasa and Valmiki, two different ways. Valmiki, fond of forest. Vedavyas, fond of fighting, war, describing the war. Hiranyaksha threw his club towards Varahamurti. Varahamurti moved away from there, didn't hit him. So, and threw back another club towards Varahamurti. In this way they stand. Both of them are, Krishna also likes fighting. In the Sahasranama you will see Ranapriya, one word there. It's another name for Krishna. He likes fighting sometimes. And therefore he is called Ranapriya, isn't it? And he enjoys fighting. Enjoys, loves fighting. So, and that too, he enjoys fighting when he gets someone who can fight really. Krishna won't like to fight with this, with all these multivitamin tablets and all the blood pressure tablets. Krishna will say, what can I fight with you? He will say when he sees us. He said, we are like that. Who can fight? What Krishna will fight with us? But when he gets a person like Hiranyaksha or Hiranyakashipu, he likes fighting. That's when Krishna's fighting spirit comes out. So, you can see here that Krishna, when he knew that the opponent is strong, Krishna enjoys that. You will see when he describes that war, you will notice there. That Hiranyaksha is a very healthy person. Equally Hiranyakashipu. Both are very healthy, isn't it? If you look into Bhagavatam, you will see when they talk about Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, their strength. They were so strong that Krishna enjoyed fighting with them. And therefore, when in that fighting spirit, Krishna didn't want to kill them first. He enjoys fighting. If you straight away kill him, then where is the fighting? So he didn't enjoy that. He wanted to fight. Therefore, he didn't kill them. He kept on fighting. As long as possible, try to prolong the fighting. But here, when this has happened, that you will see there, that the, that, so instead of killing them, kept them alive and kept fighting. So, time carried on, and just like they give the example that when you have a good feast, it's like a feast for Krishna, isn't it? When you get somebody to fight. Like when we have a good feast, there's plenty of things, all very nice preparations. But out of them, one or two preparations you like very much, say laddu or jalebi or whatever, what you will do, you'll keep it separately till the end. Isn't it? After the meal is over, you will enjoy, want to really enjoy it while eating that. So similarly, that's what he is doing with Hiranyaksha. He's not killing him. He says, let me fight as long as I can, and finally I'll kill him. This is Krishna's mood. Varahamurti's mood at that time. And because when we are having the feast, we look at that and we enjoy eating. Is it not? When in the feast, we won't say this to anybody, but we do all these things in the feast. When this very nice feast served, we'll keep the nice things what we want to eat separately. We'll keep looking at it and enjoy it. Seeing itself is happiness there. Even if you are not eaten, because you're going to have it later, isn't it? So same thing, it's similar to that, Krishna is having a fun with this Hiranyaksha. Ramamurti is having fun with this Hiranyaksha, enjoying fighting with him. Later on he knows he's going to kill him anyway. So he's in that mood, the fight is going on. So, because in the feast if you have eaten that, then the taste is finished, isn't it? Once eaten, it's gone. So you want to keep it separately and enjoy looking at it. So now and then Krishna give one or two good ones to Hiranyaksha. And sometimes he will also give back to Krishna. And Krishna also enjoys that, somebody giving back to him. So in this way, carried on for a long period of time. It was not coming to an end. By now it is, the daytime is getting finished and night time is appearing. Sandhya time, twilight time is coming. So Brahma is standing in the demigod, with the demigods in the higher planets, and observing this fighting that's going on. Brahma is thinking that he's going to kill Hiranyaksha very soon. Quickly he'll kill him, is that? Because that Krishna is thinking in a different way. This is, I have given food and brought him up there in Vaikuntha planet. And it's my baby, isn't it? So I don't want to kill him like that. So, and Krishna wanted to see his expertise in fighting. He's enjoying all these things, fighting with him. So, while dealing with a devotee, Krishna has this nature. He will do everything with a devotee, give him all trouble and give him a lot of happiness and see how devotee is reacting in all the situations. That is Krishna's way of playing with the devotee. He will give trouble to the devotee and he will give him some happiness also in life and he will still see, is he still a devotee? How is he reacting in the situation? So, Brahma could not understand all these things, what was going on. Brahma wants business to be finished as soon as possible. So, therefore, what he did was, he came and spoke to Varahamurti and told him that you should kill him straight away. He is a very, very wicked person. He says to him, in the 23rd verse, if you look, you see what he says there? Brahma is saying, this is Brahma's nature. Agaskral bayakradrishkar Asmadhavaro Sura Anyeshana Pradirato Loka Naradi Kandaga. Loka Naradi Kandaga. He says there, isn't it? Loka Naradi Kandaga. So Hiranyaksha, he has taken a benediction from me. And not only that, he is a very, very wicked person, cruel person, and you should not delay anymore. Once it becomes night time, the demons becomes very powerful. They get their capacity to use their maya power. Therefore, he says there, Adushay, 27th verse, Adunesho bijinnamam yogo mauhurtigo hyagal shivaya nastram sukhradam ashunistara dustaram. Then it will be very difficult to kill him after that. So, at this point in time, if you want, you can kill him. But once it gets dark, it will be very difficult to kill him. Therefore, this is the appropriate time to kill Hiranyaksha, says Brahma to Varahamurti. Says there. Varahamurti looked at Brahma and says to Brahma, in a way, that to kill somebody, I don't have to look for an auspicious time. I can kill whenever I want. That was implied in that look. So, okay, if you have to look for birthday and other things, you have to look into all the Upanayanam, or then you have to look all other things. But for this killing somebody, I don't have to look for an auspicious time, he says to him. So Krishna decided like that. But whether it is night time, whatever it may be, I just want to enjoy this fighting. That was his mood. But it has become by now night time, and then the maya will be. They have control over maya in the night time, which they can utilize it. So when it became night time, Hiranyaksha started using his illusions, what he is capable of creating. Like large stones were coming from the sky, and urine and stool were thrown from the sky, and heavily all these things were pouring down from the sky, and he was creating such an illusion. And when when Krishna couldn't bear it, he took his Sudarshana disc and cut his throat. And when Sudarshana appeared, all this illusion what created disappeared from there. And actually they were not real. It is that illusion that was creating that, isn't it? So, so Krishna goes to him and says to him, you will see there in the 25th, next chapter, that Tam Mushtibir Vinignandham, 25th verse. Vajrasarei Ratho Akshaja Karena Karnamolehan Yadha Tvashtram Marilpadi. Karena Karnamolehan Yadha Tvashtram Marilpadi. Karnamola means behind this ear, which is supposed to be a place where if you are given a good beat, it can collapse, the person can collapse. So, Karnamola, Yadha Tvashtram Marilpadi, that's where he gave a good smack. So, Hiranyaksha, Krishna, Varahamurti beat Hiranyaksha there, and then he applied the Sudarshanam. He didn't apply Sudarshanam straight away. He doesn't require Sudarshanam because this, then that too he gave with the left hand, that smack on this, behind the ear. And that was so strong that he spun over a few times and fell on the ground. That's why he said, Yam Yam Yogino, see that verse, 28th verse. Yam Yogino, Yoga Samadhino, Aho, Dhyayandi Lingad Asado Mumukshaya, Tasesha Daitya Krishaba Padahado, Mukham Prabhashyam Tanu Ulsasarjaha. Ulsasarjaha. That when these things happened, seeing Varahamurti in the front, Hiranyaksha gave up his body. Seeing Varahamurti, he gave up his body. And whom Varahamurti, Hiranyaksha hated all along his life, is Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is another form of this Varahamurti. So, person whom he has hated all along his life, which was Mahavishnu, seeing that Mahavishnu in the Varahamurti's form, and remembering that form, and seeing that form, Hiranyaksha gave up his body. Hiranyaksha gave up his body. So, when Hiranyaksha left his body, at that point, Lord Brahma and all the demigods came there. And what did they do? They came there and glorified Mahavishnu for killing Hiranyaksha. That is why you will see in that verse, in the 19th chapter, 27th. Kshidaushayanam tamakundavarchasam Karala damstram paridashtada chadam ajadayo vicha shasham suragada aho imam konu labheda samstidim. They are saying, who will get this good fortune like Hiranyaksha to get killed in this way by Varahamurti's hands, by Krishna's hands in other words? That means guaranteed liberation, isn't it? So, to see Krishna like this right in the front and in face, in front you can see, and seeing him and remembering him getting killed in that way. How fortunate it is. Who says this? Brahma. Brahma is saying. Here, interesting. That, if you look into the 18th chapter, what Brahma said about Hiranyaksha. He said, in the 23rd verse, Agaskar Bhairdushkar Asmadra Dhavaro Surya Anveshana Pradirudo Loka Nadadi Kandaga. He said there, This one, Hiranyaksha, is a very, very wicked person, extremely wicked. And he is a problem for the whole world, he says. He has only spoken few minutes ago. Now he is saying how fortunate he is. This is Brahma. Brahma is doing this. He says, Aho imam konu labheda samsthiti. He says there. That means, what a great fortune he has got. How fortunate he is. How lucky he is. Who else has got this good fortune like Hiranyaksha? Only in the last chapter he says he is the most wicked person. he is this, he is that, everything. Condemned him to the maximum. Now he is saying, is there anyone more fortunate than Hiranyaksha? So, what you have to understand is here, this is the nature of this world. You can see this in this world with people. Sometimes, even sannyasis, each other they will fight and they will criticize, heavily condemn each other. But when one of them die, the other one will say, oh, he was a Parava Bhagavata, he was the greatest devotee of all. All this drama goes on in this world. You can observe this if you are a little bit thoughtful. The same two of them, when they were here together, mutually they will have so much hate each other, and they will have so much annoyance each other, they will annoy each other, and they will be waiting for to drag the other one down. And all that, as soon as one dies, the next day he will be in the front to glorify him. And he will say that glorification for hours together. While living? No. While living, it's all forgotten. So this is the loka svabhavam. It is the nature of this world. And to teach us that this Brahma's this activity. That 2 minutes ago, Brahma is saying that he is the most wicked, crooked person in this world. He is a real burden of this planet. Now he's saying, going, and Varahamurti is looking at him. What did you say about him before? Now what are you telling me about him? Because Varahamurti is concerned, Veda Buddhi is not there. Brahma has Veda Buddhi. That is also the nature of this world. We will also do the same thing. We will not like somebody, but as soon as the funeral comes, we'll be there in the front. To acknowledge that, oh, I was there for the funeral, how sad it is, he has gone. This is the nature of this world. Even the enmity and all will continue right up to death. But after death, the nature of this world is that, oh, we have to forgive everything now. Because he has gone now, so he can forgive. He's not going to create any more problem for you. So, you can see sometimes this nature, in the human nature, that while living, we will never say one word good about the other person. When death comes, we will have a meeting. What do they say? Condolence meeting. Isn't it? To glorify the person after his death. While living, no. You have not a one word to say good about him. But after he dies, we have a condolence meeting for him. And in that condolence meeting, we will glorify him to the sky. Say to the world, how, what a pure devotee he was. He had all the transcendental qualities in him. And he was this, he was that. And everybody sits there, wow, you spoke very well, he says. This is the crooked mind of the material society. And that comes to spiritual world also. It doesn't easily go away. People are the same, isn't it? Inside or outside, it's the same. The type of people are the same. So they'll all act in the same way. That duplicity, that hypocrisy, everything comes even in this condolence meeting also. Nothing leaves them at that time. So, no matter how much problem he has created, and even if he has committed some heavily sinful activities, and whatever it may be, he has created a lot of problems, still, if the person is dead, then there will be a condolence meeting. And in that condolence meeting, we will say things like this, how fortunate he is such a poetic nature he has got, and then he will say he is a real leader, he is one of the greatest devotees, he is a pure devotee, and he is Parama Bhagavadam. All kinds of things we will throw it at him and make him saying to please others, isn't it? So this system has not started today, that's the point. It started from then, when Brahma did this to Hiranyaksha. From then on, right up to today, it is the same system followed in the world. Is it not? Same pattern. Everything is done in the same way. So Brahma glorified, Varahamurti has killed Hiranyaksha, and Hiranyaksha, and he goes there, and both the devotees were present there. Hiranyaksha was killed, and Varahamurti disappeared from there. And finally, Shuka Brahmarshi says there that this Hiranyaksha story. See there, what they say is there about that. Hiranyaksha's story, who remembers this? See? Edan Mahapunyamalam Pavitram Dhanyam Yashasyam Padamayura Shisham Pranendriyanam Yudhishauryavardhanam Narayanandegadi Rangashranvadam. This is a special blessing from Shukha Brahma. He says there, that Sudha Goswami quoting that, he says there, that this Hiranyaksha story, those who reads, those who hears it, and is even capable of removing the reactions from Brahmahatya, heavy sinful activities, and saying this, Maitreya Maharshi spoke the glory of this Hiranyaksha story. Hiranyaksha Vatham was for certain reasons it was to be spoken. And now, from now, for the reason why Hiranyaksha story was come here, because of the earlier situation, why Hiranyaksha, Varahamurti's appearance was spoken. Therefore Hiranyaksha story came in. Isn't it? That's how Hiranyaksha story came in. Now, the three daughters' story, Akuti, Devahuti and Prasuti. The three daughters who are responsible for increasing the progeny in the Swayambhuva Manu's life, and that is the system, and that is going to continue. And there we can hear more about it. We'll continue a few minutes later.
Chedo darpana marjanam vava mahadava agni nirvavanam shreya kaidava chandriya vidaranam vidyavadu jivanam anandam budivardhanam pradipada purna amrita swadanam sarvatma savanam varam vijayade shri krishna sankirtanam namahari bahuda sarva shakti niyamida smaranena kala एदादृशी तव कृपा भगवन् ममाभि दुर्दैवमीदृशमिह जनितानुरागाः तृणारभीषु नीचेन तरोरवि सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेन कीर्तनीय सदा हरि न धनं न जनं न सुन्दरीं कवितां वा जगदीश कामये मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरि भवदात् भक्तिरहै दुगित्वयि ैनन्दनुजकिङ्करम् पतितामाम् विषमे भवाम्बुधौ कृपया तव पादपङ्कजस्थितधूली सदृशम् विचिन्तय गलदश्रुधारय वदनम् गद्गदरुद्धया गिर पुलगैर्निचितम् कदा वभू तव नाम ग्रहणे भविष्यति युगायुधम् निमेषेण प्राविशायिदं शून्यायिदं जगत्सर्वं गोविन्द विरहे नमे आश्लिष्य वा पादरदां विनष्टु माम् अदर्शनामर्महदां करोतु वा यदा तदा वा विदधा विलम्बणो अल्प्राणमाघास्तु नैव नापरा.
So Hiranyaksha's story was spoken specifically for a reason. Reason is this, that when this issue came up, of who is Hiranyaksha, what they had to talk about, Varaha incarnations, Varahamurti, Krishna, Shukha Brahma, Maitreya Maharshi told Vidura that Varahamurti appeared, and Vidura understood that by Varahamurti's appearance. But then when it came to the question of purpose of Varahamurti, who Varahamurti appeared, what purpose he has appeared, then they had to say what happened, how this, the reason for Varahamurti's appearance, and along with that, this curse from four Kumaras to the Rujaya and Vijaya, and how they had to accept the three lifetimes, three different bodies, and in the demoniac species, and what happened in Vaikuntham, all that story came out because of that. So, we were originally talking about, Maitreya Maharshi was saying that Priyavrata and Uttanapada, Akuti, Devahuti and Prasuti, these were the five children of Swayambhuva Manu. Because when we started this topic, it was all about creation, isn't it? So when creation was discussed, Swayambhuva Manu came. Swayambhuva Manu and Shadarupa were born first. They got married each other, and from there these five children were born. So they are discussing actually the dynasty of Swayambhuva Manu. It is during that discussion this issue came up, about the Vidura, Swayambhu Muni and Shatrubha had these five children, and it is at that time this issue came up about the appearance of Varahamurti, and also the that Swayambhu Muni and Shatrubha, they had to rule the planet Earth. When they looked for the planet wasn't there. Earth was missing. It gone missing. So at that time, this whole story behind that, Varahamurti's appearance, and also Lord Varaha's, the reason why Varahamurti appeared, and all the background of that was spoken up to now. That means up to this 28th chapter, you can see that the whole discussion went in another direction. Discussion was about creation. In the creation process, right up to Swayambhu Manu and Shatrubha Devi, their relationships, their marriage, everything was spoken. But then it went off the track towards the appearance of Varahamurti, and Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, all those things had to be spoken in that context. Now, it is asked that in this 20th chapter, that going back to Srishti again, to creation process. In the middle, Varaha's appearance, the war, the fighting, all these things were spoken. Now, going back to Manu's dynasty again, Swayambhu Manu. Shri Shaunagovacha, Mahim Pradishtamadhyasa Swaude Swayambhu Manu. Ganyanyadishtadvarani margaya varajanmanam kshata mahabhagavada krishna saigandiya sukhral yastatyaj agrajam krishne sabatya makhavaniti doibayanadhanavaro mahitve tasya dehaja sarval manashrada krishnam talparam shapyanuvrada kimanya prachamaitreyam virajastirta sevaya ubagamya kushavarta asinam tattuvittamam Tayo Samvada Dosuda Pravurta Amala Katha Apo Gangami Vakagnir Hare Padambuja Shraya Ta Nagirtaya Badrande Kirtanya Dara Karmana Rasajakonitrupeda Hari Lila Amrudam Piban Eva Ugra Shrava Prishta Rishabir Naimishayane Bhagavat Tarpeda Dhyalpam Stana Hashruyada Midi Suda Uaja Hare Edruda Krotadano Somaya Nisham Megorudharanam Rasa Talal Talal Hilam Hiranyakshamavatyaya Hatam Samjada Harshomini Mahabharata Shri Vidurevacha Prajapadipati Srishtva Prajasarge Prajapadin Kimarabademe Brahman Prabrohyam Vektamargavil E Marichadayo Viprayas to Swayambhu Manu Tevai Brahmanamadeshal Kathamedhadabhavayan Sadvidiya Kimasrajan Sudandra Yudakarmasu Ahos Vil Samhada Sarvam Idam Sma Samakalpayan Shri Maitreya Vacha Devena Durvidarkena Parena Nimishena Cha Jadakshobal Bhagavado Mahana Seel Gunatrayal Raja Pradhanan Mahadastrilingo Deva Chodidal Jadasa Sarjabudadin Vedadi Nipanjasha Tanijay Egasha Srashtoma Samarthani Baudhiyam Samhatya Deva Yogena Haima Mandamava Srajan So Shaishta Abdi Salili Andagosho Niral Pagasa Grambai Varsha Sahasram Annual Valsitami Ishwara Tasyana Bhira Bhulpalpam Sahasrar Korudhi Dhidi Sarva Jivani Yayoga Siyatra Swayama Bhul Swaran So Nevishto Bhagavadaya Shede Salila Shaye Loga Samstam Yatha Burvam Narmame Samstaya Swaya Sasar Jachaya Vidyam Panchaparvanam Agrada Tamisramantada Misram Tamo Mohamaha Tama Vissasar Jalpanakayam Nabhinandam Stamo Mayam Jagurhu Echeraksham Siratrim Chutral Samal Bhavam, Chutral Bhavasashtam, stay, Tam Jagdma Bibe Abidudravo, Ma Rashadinam Jachadvam, Ityuju Chutradar Didaha, Devastana Hasam Vignoma, Mam Jakshadrakshada, Ahome Yacharacham, Si Prajayuyam Babhu Vidha, Devada Pramayaya Divyan, Pramukhado Srajal, stay, Harshur Devayendo Visrishtam, Tam Prabhamaha, Devo Devan Jagannada Srajadismadi Lolupan Ta Enam Lolupataya Maithunaya Abhibedire Tato Hasan Sabhagavan Asurendra Matravai Anviya Manasrasa Kruddhobida Parapatal Sa Ubavrajya Paradam Prabannarti Haram Harim Anugrahaya Bhaktanam Anirubalpa Darshanam Pahimam Paramalpam Ste Prashenena Srajam Praja Sa Imaya Bhidam Baba Ubakramandimam Prabho Tomega Kilalokanam Klishtanam Kleshanashana Tomega Kleshadastesham Anasana Padam Tava Sovadhariya Sekarpanyam Vivikta Dhyalpadarshana Vimunjalpadanim Khoramitikto Vimumo Jaha Tuam Kanacharanam Bojam Madavikvalalo Janam കാഞ്ചി കലാപവിലസം ദുഗൂലച്ഛന്നരോധസം അന്യോന്യശ്ലേഷയോത്തുംഗം നിരന്തരമയോധരം സുനാസാം സുദ്ധിജാം സ്നിഗ്ധം ഹാസലീലാവലോകനം ഗുഹന്തിം വൃണയാത്മാനം നീലാളകവരൂധിനീം ഉപലഭ്യാസുരാധർമ്മ സർവേ സമ്മുഹു സ്ത്രീയം അഹോരൂപം അഹോധൈര്യമഹോമസ്യാനവം വയ മധ്യേ കാമയമാനാം അകാമേവ വിസർപ്പതി വിതർക്കയന്തോ ബഹുദാതാം സന്ധ്യാം പ്രമദാകൃതിം അഭിസംഭാവ്യ വിശ്രംവാൽ പരിപൃച്ഛൻ കുമേധസ കാസികസ്യാം സ്ഥിരം ഭൂരു കോവാ തസ്തേത്ര ഭാമിനി രൂപദ്രവിണപണ്യേന ദുർഭഗാന്നോ വിഭാദസേ യാ വാക്കാജിത്തുമവലെ ദൃഷ്ട്യ സന്ദർശനം തവ ഉത്സനോഷിക്ഷമാണം കന്തുകക്രീഡയാമന നൈകത്രേ ചൈതി ശാലിനിപാദവൽപം മുഹൂകരതലേന പദൽപദംഗം പദാംഗം മധ്യം ഷീദതി ബൃഹൽസ്തനഭാരവീഥം ശാന്തേവ ദൃഷ്ടിരമല സുശിഖാ സമൂഹ ഇതി സായന്തരീം സന്ധ്യാമുസര പ്രമദായതിം പ്രലോഭയന്തിം ജഗഹുർമത്വാ മൂഢതയ സ്ത്രീയം പ്രഹസ്യഭാവകം വീരം ജിംഘ്രന്ത്യാത്മാനമാൽപനാ കാന്ത്യാ സസർജ ഭഗവാൻ ഗന്ധർവാപ്സരസം ഗണാൻ വിസസർജതനും താം വൈജ്യോത്സ്നാം കാന്തിമതീം പ്രിയ ത ഏവ ചാദതു പ്രീത്യാ വിശ്വാവസുപുരോഗമാ സൃഷ്ട്വാ ഭൂതവിഷാജാംശ്ച ഭഗവാനാത്മതന്ത്രിണ ദിഗ്വാസസോ മുക്തകേശാൻ വീക്ഷ്യാമീലയദൃശോ ജഗ്രഹോ സദ്സൃഷ്ടാം താം ജൃംഭണാഖ്യാം തനും പ്രഭോ നിദ്രാമിന്ദ്രിയവിക്ലേദോ യയാ ഭൂതേഷു ദൃശ്യതേ യേനോച്ചിഷ്ടാൻ ദർശയന്തി തമുന്മാദം പ്രജക്ഷതേ ഊർജസ്വന്തം മന്യമാന ആത്മാനം ഭഗവാന സാധ്യാൻ ഗണാൻ പിതൃഗണാൻ പരോക്ഷേനാസജൽ പ്രഭു ത ആത്മസർഗം തം കായം പിതരപ്രതിപേതിരേ സാധ്യഭ്യശ്ച പിതൃഭ്യശ്ച കവയോ യദ്വിധന്വതേ സിദ്ധാൻ വിദ്യധരാം ശൈവ തിരോധാനേന സോസൃജൽ തേഭ്യോ അദദാത്തമാത്മാനമന്തർധാനാഖ്യമത്ഭുതം സ കിന്നരാഖ്യം പുരുഷാൻ പ്രത്യേത്മ്യാനാസൃജൽ പ്രഭു മാനയന്നാത്മനാത്മാനമാത്മാഭാസം വിലോകയൻ തേദൂ തജ്ഗൃഹൂരൂപം വ്യക്തം യൽ പരമേഷിനാം മിഥുനീ ഭൂയഗായന്തം സ്തമേവേഷസി ഓഷസി കർമ്മഭി ദേഹേന വൈ ഭോഗവദ ശയാനോ ബഹുചിന്തയാ സർഗേനുപചിതേ ക്രോധ ഉത്സസർജഹ തദ്വഭൂ യേ ഹീയന്താമുദ കേശ ഹയസ്തേംഗജജ്ഞിരേ സർപ്പാ പ്രസർപ്പദ ക്രൂര നാഗാ ഭോഗൂരു കന്ധര സ ആത്മാനം മന്യമാനം കൃതകൃത്യമിവാത്മഭൂ തദാ മനൂൻ സസർജാന്തേ മനസാ ലോകഭാവനാൻ തേഭ്യ സോത്യസൃജൻ സ്വീയം പുരം പുരുഷമാത്മവാൻ താൻ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ യേ പുരാ സൃഷ്ടാ പ്രശശം സുപ്രജാപതിം അഹോമേത ജഗൽ സൃഷ്ടസുഹൃതം വദതേ കൃതം പ്രതിഷ്ഠിതാ ക്രിയാ യസ്മിൻ സാഗമന്ന മദാമഹേ തപസാ വിദ്യായുക്ത യോഗേന സുസമാധിന ഋഷി ഋഷി ഋഷികേശം സസർജാഭിമദാ പ്രജാഃ തേഭ്യശ്ചൈകൈകശസ്വസ്യ ദേഹസ്യാം ശമദാദ ച യതൽ സമാധിയോ ഗർദ്ധി തപോ വിദ്യാ വിരക്തിമൽ ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം തൃതീയ സ്കന്ധേ വിംശതി തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഏകവിംശൈ തപ യോഗം തോഷിതേന ച വിഷ്ണുന കർദമസ്യ മനോപുത്ര വിവാഹ ഘടനോച്യതേം that in this chapter that due to the austerities and penances performed by Kardama Prajapati and according to the instructions from Krishna, Kardama Prajapati and Devahuti is getting married and that's being discussed. Vidura Vaja Swayambhuvasya Jama Norvamsha Paramasammada Kathyadam Bhagavan Yatra Maithune Naithire Praja Priya Pradottana Bhado Sudha Swayambhuvasya Vai Adha Dharmam Jugabado Sapta Deepavati Mahim തസ്യ വൈ ദുഹിതാ ബ്രഹ്മൻ ദേവഹൂതീതി വിശ്രുത പത്നി പ്രജാപതേരുക്ത കർദമസ്യ ത്വയാനഖ തസ്യാം സ വൈ മഹായോഗി യുക്തായാം യോഗലക്ഷണൈ സസർജ കഥിതാ വീര്യം തന്മേ ശുശ്രൂഷവേ വദ രുചിര്യോ ഭഗവാൻ ബ്രഹ്മൻ ദക്ഷോ വാ ബ്രഹ്മണ സുതാ യഥാ സസർജ ഭൂതാനി ലദ്ധ്വാ ഭാര്യാം ച മാനവീം ശ്രീ മൈത്രേയോ വാചാം പ്രജാശ്രയതി ഭഗവാൻ കർദമോ ബ്രഹ്മണോ ദിദ സരസ്വത്യം തമസ്തേ വേ സഹസ്രാണാം സമാദശ തദസമാധിയുക്തേന ക്രിയായോഗേന കർദമാ സംപ്രവേദേ ഹരിം ഭക്ത്യാ പ്രവന്നവരദാശുഷം താവൽ പ്രസന്നോ ഭഗവാൻ പുഷ്കരാക്ഷകൃതേ യുഗേ ദർശയാമാസദം ക്ഷത്തശാബ്ദം ബ്രഹ്മ തദ്ദധദ്വഭൂ സദം നിരജമർക്കാഭം സീതപത്മോൽപലസ്രജം സ്നിഗ്ധനീലാളകവ്രാതം വക്രാബ്ജം വിരജോംബരം കിരീടിനം കുണ്ടലിനം ശംഖചക്രഗദാധരം ശ്വേതോൽപലക്രീഡനകം മനഃസ്പർശസ്മിതേക്ഷണം വിന്യസ്തചരണാംഭോജം സദേശേ ഗരുൽപദ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ഖേവസ്ഥിതം വക്ഷ ശ്രിയം കൗസ്തുഭകന്ധരം ജാതഹർഷോപദം മൂർധനാക്ഷിതോ ലബ്ധമനോരഥ ഗീർഭിസ്തുഭ്യഗ്നാൽ പ്രീതി സ്വഭാവാത്മാ കൃതാഞ്ജലി ഹ്രീ ഋഷിരുവാച ജുഷ്ടം പദാധ്യാകില സത്വരാശേ സാംസിദ്ധ്യമഷ്ണോത്സവ ദർശനാന്ന യദ്ദർശനം ജന്മമിരീഡ്യ സൽബിരാശാസദേ യോഗിനോ രൂഢയോഗ യേ മായയാ ദേഹതമേതസസ്വൽ പാദാരവിന്ദം ഭവ സിന്ധുബോധം ഉപാസദേ കാമലവായ തേഷാം ആസീശ കാമാനിരേപിയേസ്യോ തഥാ സചാഹം പരിവോടുകാം സമാനശീലം ഗൃഹമേതധേനും ഉപേയുവാൻ മൂലമശേഷമൂലം ഭദ്രാശയ കാമദുഃഖാംഗ്രിപസ്യ പ്രജാപദസ്യവജസാദിശതന്ത്യ ലോകക്കിലായാം കാമഹതോനുബദ്ധ അഹം ച ലോകാനുഗതോ വഹാമി ബലിം ച ശുക്ലാനിമിഷായ തുഭ്യം ലോകാംശ്ച ലോകാനുഗതാൻ പശൂംശ്ച ഹിത്വാശ്രിതാസ്തേ ചരണാദവത്രം പരസ്പരം ത്വൽഗുണവാദസീതു പീയൂഷ നിര്യാവിത ദേഹധർമ്മ നദേ ജരാക്ഷ ഭ്രമീരായുരേഷാം ത്രയോദശാരം ത്രിശതം ഷഷ്ടിപർവ ഷണ്ണേം അനന്തചതിയൽ തൃണാഭി കരാളസ്രോതോ ജഗദാച്ഛിദ്ധ്യതാവൽ ഏകസ്വയം സഞ്ജഗത ശുശ്രക്ഷയ ദ്വിതീയയാത്മാത്മനിയോഗമായ സൃജസ്യത പാസി പുനർഗ്രസിഷ്യസേ യഥോർണനാവിർഭഗവാൻ സ്വശക്തിഭി നൈതൽപദാദീശപദം തവേപ്സിതം യന്മായയാനസ്തനുഷേ ഭൂതസൂക്ഷ്മം അനുഗ്രഹായാസ്തുമയർഹിമായ ലസത്തുളസ്യ തനുവാ വിലക്ഷിത തം താനുഭൂത്യോ വരദപ്രിയാർത്ഥം സ്വമായയാവർത്തിത ലോകതന്ത്രം നമാമ്യഭീഷ്ണം നമനീയവാദം സരോജമൽപീയസി കാമവർഷം ശ്രീമൈത്രേയുവാച ഇത്യവ്യലീകം പ്രണതോബ്ജനാമം സ്തമാഭഭാഷേവ ച സാമൃതേന സുവർണവക്ഷോപരിരോചമാനം പ്രേമസ്മിതോ വീക്ഷണ വിഭ്രമൽ ഭ്രൂ ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച വിദിത്വാവൈതൈത്യം വൈ പുരൈവ സമയോചിതൽ യഥർത്ഥമാത്മീയമൈ സ്വയൈവാഹം സമർച്ചിത നവൈ ജാതുമൃഷൈവ സ്യാൽ പ്രജാദ്യക്ഷമദർഹണം ഭവദ്യുദേശതിതരാം മൈ സംഗൃഹീതാത്മനാം പ്രജാപതി സുസമ്ര ഉൻവൃദ്ധ്യാഖ്യാതമംഗള ഭ്രമാവർത്തം യോ ദിവസൻ ശാസ്തി സപ്താർണവാം മഹീം സ ചേഹ വിപ്രരാജർഷിർ മഹിഷ്യാശതരൂപയ ആയാസതി ദുർക്ഷസ്വാം പരശോ ധർമ്മഗോവിത ആത്മജാമസിതാഭാംഗീം വയശീലഗുണാൻവിതം മൃഗയന്തീം പതിം ദാസ്യതനിരൂപായതേ പ്രഭോ സമാഹിതം ദേഹൃദയം യത്രേ മാം പരിവത്സരൻ സാത്വാം ബ്രഹ്മൻ നൃഭവതു കാമമാശുഭജിഷ്യതി യാത ആത്മൃതം വീര്യം നവധാ പ്രസവിഷ്യതി വീര്യേ ത്വദീയേ ഹൃഷയ ആധാസ്യന്ത്യഞ്ജസാത്മന ത്വം ജം സമ്യഗനുഷ്ഠായ നിദേശം ഔഷത്തമ മൈ തീർത്ഥീകൃതാശേഷക്രിയാർത്ഥോ മാം പ്രവത്സ്യസേ കൃത്വാദയാം ച ജീവേഷു ദത്വാ ചാഭയമാൽപവന്മയ്യാത്മാനം സഹജകൽ ദ്രക്ഷ്യസ്യാത്മനി ചാപി മാം സഹാഹം സ്വാം ശകലയ തദ്വീര്യേണ മഹാമുനി തവ ക്ഷേത്രേ ദേവഹൂത്യാം പ്രണേഷേ തത്വ സംഹിതാം ശ്രീമൈത്രേയുവാച ഏവം തമനുഷ്യാത് ഭഗവാൻ പ്രത്യേകക്ഷച ജഗാമ ബിന്ദു സരസ സരസ്വത്യാ പരിശ്രിതൻ നിരീക്ഷിതസ്തസ്യയാവശേഷം സിദ്ധേശ്വരാഭിഷ്ഠിത സിദ്ധിമാർഗം അസിദ്ധമാർഗമാകർണയൻ പത്രരഥേന്ദ്രപക്ഷൈച്ചാരിതം സ്തോമമുദീർണ സാമാം അഥ സംപ്രസ്ഥിതേ ശുക്ലേ കർദമോ ഭഗവാൻ ഹൃഷി ആസ്തിസ്മ ബിന്ദുസരസീതം കാലം പ്രതിപാലയൻ മനുസ്യന്ദനമാസ്തായ ശാതകൗംഭപരിച്ഛദം ആരോപ്യ സ്വാം ദുഹിതരം സഭാര്യ പര്യടൻ മഹീം തസ്മിൻ സുധന്വന്നഹനി ഭഗവാൻ ജൽ സമാധിശൽ ഉപയാദാശ്രമവദം മുനേശ്രാന്തം വ്രതസ്യതൽ യസ്മിൻ ഭഗവതോ നേത്രാന്യപദം അശ്രുവിന്ദവാ കൃപയാ സംവരേതസ്യ പ്രപന്യർപ്പിതയാ വൃഷം തദ്വൈ ബിന്ദുസരോ നാമ സരസ്വത്യാ പരിപ്ലുതം പുണ്യം ശിവാമൃതജലം മഹർഷിഗണസേവിതം പുണ്യദ്രുമലതാജാലൈ കൂജൽ പുണ്യമൃഗദ്വിജൈ സർവർത്തു ബലപുഷ്പാഢ്യാം വനരാജശ്രിയാൻവിതം മത്തദ്വിജനൻകൃഷ്ടം മത്തഭ്രമണ വിഭ്രമം മത്തബർഹിനടാടോപമാഹ്വയൻ മത്തഗോകുലം കദം വചമ്പകാശോകം കരഞ്ച ബകുളാസനൈ കന്ദമന്ദാരകുടജൈ ചൂതബോയി ചൂതബോധൈരലംകൃതം കാരണ്ടവൈ പ്ലവൈർഹംസൈ കുരരേർ ജലകുക്കുടൈ സാരസൈ ചക്രവാകൈശ്ച ചകോരേർവൽഗുകൂജിതം തദൈവ ഹരിണൈ ക്രോഡൈ ശോവിദ്ഗവയകുഞ്ചരൈ ഗോപു ഉച്ചേർഹിനിമർക്കെ അകുലേർനാഭിനിർവൃതം പ്രവിശ്യ തത്തീർത്ഥവരാദിരാജസഹാത്മജാദർശമുനിമാസീനം തസ്മിൻ ഹുതഹുദാശനം വിദ്യോദമാനം വപുഷാ തപസ്യുഗ്രൈചാചിരം നാദിക്ഷാമം ഭഗവത് സ്നിഗ്ധാവാങ്കോവലോകനാൽ തദ്വാഹൃദാമൃതകലാ പീയൂഷശ്രവണേന ച പ്രാംശം പത്മബലാശാക്ഷം ജടിലം ചീരവാസസം ഉപസംശ്രുത്യമലിനം യഥാർഹണമസംസ്കൃതം യഥോടജ ഉപായാതം നൃദേവം പ്രണതം പുര സപര്യ പരിഗ്രഹണാൽ പ്രതിനന്ദ്യാനുരൂപയ ഗൃഹീതർഹണമാസീനം സംയതം പ്രണയൻ മുനി Smaran Bhagavadadesham Ityaha Shlashnayagira Nunam Chakramanam Deva Sadam Samrakshanay Devadhaya Chasadam Yastam Hare Shaktirhi Balini Yor Kendagni Indravayunam Yamadharma Prajayadasam Rubani Sanamadal Se Tasmai Shuklaya Denama Nayatara Tamasai, Jaitram Marigana, Arpidam, Vispurja Chandago, Dandore, Athena, Trasayanakan, Sosainajarana Chushnam, Vebayan Mandalam, Mua, Vigrashan, Bukhadim, Senam, Paredasim, Shumaniva, Tadaiva, Sevadava, Sarve, Varnashramadi Pandana, Bhagavadrajarajan, Bidhiran, Badadasubi, Atharmascha Samedhedam, Lulubir, Vengusher, Nrabi, Shayane, Toilovoyam, the Sugristo, Vinangshari, Atavi, Pracheto, Amira, Yadatam, Tomiha, Gada, Sadvayam Narvaligena Pratipadya Mahe Hruda Srimal Bhagavade Mahapurane Paramam Siam Samhidayam Tradiyaskandi Ekavim Shaditamodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sangirtanam Govinda Govinda. Maitreya Maharshi is talking to Vidura in Haridwar. In there we saw the Hiranyaksha's death, Varaha's appearance, all these things. Maitreya Maharshi spoke in a very heartfelt manner. The way Maitreya Maharshi spoke actually has affected Vidura so much. So, at that point in time, Maitreya Maharshi started thinking, where did I stop? So, that is this 20th chapter, where he going back to that. Brahma created many objects, isn't it? Ajnanavritti, the different aspects of ignorance. You remember, the first creation itself is moham, mahamoham, tamisam, andhadamisram. Like this, five ajnanavritti were created. And from Brahma's body, we have seen so many other living entities have come. Brahma rakshasa, yakshas, and gandharvas. All these things Brahma has created. Finally, Swayambhuva Manu and Shataruba Devi came from him. Now, it is their dynasty now has to be spoken. Swayambhuva Manu and Shataruba Devi. So, Vidura says, yes, I would like to hear about Swayambhuva Manu's Swayambhuva Manu's dynasty or Swayambhuva Manu's continuation of that Swayambhuva Manu's family. So, Manu had three daughters, Akuti, Devahuti and Prasuti. Out of them, the middle one, middle daughter, which is Devahuti, she was married to Kardama Prajapati, who is the son of Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma's son, Kardama Prajapati, married one of the daughters, of the granddaughters, you can say, because Swayambhuva Manu and Shataruba Devi were Brahma's children. And their daughter is Devahuti. So Devahuti was married by one of the sons, Kardama Prajapati himself. Kardama Prajapati is Brahma's son, isn't it? This Kardama Prajapati, he was very, very detached. So renounced he was in his life. And all the time he was absorbed in the process of self-inquiry or knowledge of the self. Inquiry of the self or self-realization. And therefore, he was conducting severe austerities and penances in the forest. And on the banks of this famous lake called Bindusarasa, and he performed 10,000 years. Kardama Prajapati performed penances there. And finally, Krishna appeared in front of him, and Krishna asked him that, what purpose have you been performing this penance for such a long time? If you are looking for some blessings or benedictions from me, you can ask me now. Kardama Prajapati, when he saw Krishna, when he appeared in that form, Kardama Prajapati was very pleased with that. He says to him, "But when I see you like this, then the first thing is, I should not feel any desire for asking any benedictions. The benedictions are available, boons are available everywhere. For example, generally, people want to ask from Krishna what? Either for good health or for wealth. These are the things normally people will ask from Krishna. So these kind of blessings, it can be achieved without too much effort. And it will be foolish for me to ask for such things from you, because the greatest blessing I have now is that I was able to see you in this way. So even then, even though situation is like that, that see, I have some kind of responsibilities also, because when Brahma instructed Kardama Prajapati, Brahma told Kardama that you should worship Krishna, engage in spiritual life, get Krishna's blessings, after that you should enter into Grihastha Ashram. This was the instructions from his father. Brahma has instructed like that to Kardama Prajapati. So, and Brahma wants to see Kardama Prajapati having children. This was the instructions. So that is what Brahma has instructed me, and I have, because he has instructed me, I am indebted to Brahma. This debt I still have towards Brahma. That is why he is saying there, if you look in the 21st chapter, you will see that 15th verse. Tathasa chaham parivodhukamam samanashilam grihamedhadenam upeivan moolam ashesha moolam durashaya kama dukhangripasya. So, I would like to get married, Kardama Prajapati says to Krishna. And when Krishna said that, there is a speciality there. So normally, getting married means what? You are in getting bound in life, isn't it? Getting married means what? Bondage in life. That is what marriage means. Then once you get married and you are bound in the marriage, then it is very difficult to come out of it. That's why Grihandagopam Padido Yatha Pashu says in the Bhagavatam else that the householder life is like a Andhagopam, dark well. Griham is Andhagopam. If an animal falls into that, he has no escape route. He has to die there. So similarly, householder life is compared like that. So here, Kardama says to him, I would like to get married because Brahma has told me to get married. And it's not proper for me to ask you for anything material life is concerned. Seeing you in this way, directly in front of me itself, is the greatest blessing. So, and I also know that if I get married, I will be bound by that marriage. From there, I will never be able to come out. It should not happen like that. So, Kardama Prajapati, when he prayed to Krishna, and when Krishna asked him, what blessing do you want? This is how he asked the blessing. I would like to get married, but at the same time, I should not get bound in the married life. I should not get stuck in that. Antakubam. I should not forget my business for which I am here, for realizing the knowledge or realizing the self. And instead of getting realized, if I get stuck in that householder life and my life is gone, that should not happen. He asked for this special blessing from Krishna, which is to indicate to us, before entering to householder life, please Krishna first, and then enter, then there won't be any trouble. If not, householder life could get into more difficulties, when never to come back again from there. So, Kardama Prajapati says to Krishna, that your transcendental activities, holy name, everything, these things should be present in my householder life all the time. This is, I said. That means, grihastha ashramam, or householder life, should not become a cause for bondage. This was the benediction what Kardama Prajapati asked before getting married. Only after that assurance, Kardama Prajapati accepted the marriage. Krishna says to Kardama Prajapati that it's good that you have spoken to me openly. Generally, people will be hesitant to say, I want to get married. They won't say like that to anybody. But here, that Kardama Prajapati was very straight and open with that to Krishna. And Krishna says to him, you can get married and don't have to run around looking for a girl, because if not tomorrow or day after latest, Swayambhu Manu will come here with his daughter Devahudi Devi. They'll come here and they may ask you to marry her. And when they ask that time, Devahudi is in every way appropriate and a good match for you, and you should marry her. And once you get married to her, you will, after the marriage, it is difficult to live in the married life without getting attached. That's the most difficult thing, isn't it? So, but I'll guarantee you, he says, Krishna says to Kardama Prajapati, that even if you enter into married life, it will not become a cause of bondage. And gave a benediction like that. And then he says to him that, After the marriage, you will have 9 girls after that, and a very good benediction, isn't it? Household, 9 girls to get married. So the prayer was that if I get married, I should not be in bondage. That was the prayers. And Krishna has given this blessing also. You can get married, there will be 9 daughters. You'll have 9 daughters. Kardama got a shock. He said, how this will work out, this blessing and this situation. So, but Krishna told Kardama Prajapati, it won't become a cause of bondage. It won't become a cause of bondage because as the 10th, I will come as your son. Krishna says to Kardama Prajapati that Kardama was very happy with that when he heard that. Because ultimately, Krishna is going to come as his own son, Kapila Vasudev, isn't it? Kapila Maharshi is going to come. So, giving this benediction, so Kardama Prajapati was not upset about it. 9 daughters doesn't matter. He said, afterwards, even the 10th is my son, will be Krishna is going to come. All problems will be sorted. With that confidence, Kardama Prajapati had no difficulty. So, Kardama Prajapati continued his life like before, engaged in spiritual activities, javam, dhyanam, deity worship. In that way, he spent his time in the forest. Then, marriage, everything was organized. Narada Maharshi was the person who was doing the old brokerage between the Swayambhuva Manu and Krishna. While he was going back to Vaikuntham, he called Narada Maharshi and told him that organize this marriage properly. And everything, instructions were given to him. Narada started his instructions. So Narada Maharshi can take any dress he wants, whenever he wants, isn't it? So took his veena in the hand, started chanting the holy name and came there. So Narada Maharshi says there that in this marriage we don't have to invite anybody. There's nobody to invite. What does mean that that this in Srimad Bhagavatam discussion of marriage is not given much of a importance in that sense unless it is Krishna's marriage. No other marriage is spoken seriously that you can see here. Kardama Prajapati's marriage was Adyo Vaivahigo Vidhi, it says here. The first marriage and that marriage was so simple. Who was there? The bride was there, the bridegroom was there, and Devahuti Devi's father and mother. That's all. Very simple marriage ceremony, isn't it? And very simple marriage. But bridegroom and bride, Devahuti Devi and Kardama Prajapati, Devahuti's parents. That's all. Nobody else. So, so Narada organized everything because Krishna has instructed Kardama Prajapati's marriage. So this marriage, after that grihasthashrama begins for Kardama Prajapati. So marriage is not the problem. Problem is the way we run our household life. That's where all the problem comes, isn't it? So Krishna says to him that at that time, if the marriage is combined with Krishna consciousness, then it cannot be a problem. Marriage is also not a problem. What has to happen in life will happen. That's not going to go away. But if those things don't disturb our life, our mind, then whatever happens, you will be able to accept that is what Krishna wants. What can we do? But not to go away from Krishna. And instead, without Krishna, even if you go and sit in a cave as a sannyasi, what's the use? That is the point what Bhagavatam is saying to us. You may be a sannyasi, you'll be sitting in a cave, but you're not interested in Krishna consciousness. What's the use of that? Rather be a householder, but even in that householder life, if Krishna is a part of that householder life, Krishna consciousness, then that is the better option. So, even grihasthashramam is not completely condemned in the Bhagavatam. So, therefore, Prabhupada also gave this example, isn't it? There are so many zeros, but if you put one in the beginning, all that zeros becomes a huge number. If you put one and put all the zeros, but if the one is not there, how many number of zeros you put in, it will have the same effect, isn't it? So as soon as you put that one, all the zeros become valuable. So similarly, our householder life is all zeros. That's the first thing we have to accept. So-called householder life, what have we done in this world? Work hard, earned a lot of money, spend a lot of money, load a lot of shopping, bought a house, lived in the... And this way, is this the greatest achievement in life? Think about that also. That is this all life about? Just you have to work hard, earn a lot of money, had a lot of children and grandchildren, had their marriages. Is this all life about? That's what it's saying here. Our householder life is all, this is all zero, nothing but zeros. So, grihasthashramam, householder life becomes valuable, meaningful, when there is one in the front. So, therefore, our all zeros become valuable. Everything is okay. It is not going to have any effect on us. So, a householder life is a valuable thing, provided it is mixed with Krishna consciousness. It is combined with Krishna consciousness. Narada Maharshi goes to Swayambhuva Manu and tells him that, how does he say, he goes and talks to Devahuti Devi about the glories of Kardam Prajapati. What a glorify, how a great personality he is. And in this way, by speaking to Devahuti Devi in this way, Narada Maharshi created a desire in Devahuti's heart to marry Kardama Prajapati. That's what he did. By speaking in this way, he did this. So, this is Narada's responsibility to do that. So, Swayambhuva Manu understood that. And next day, with the daughter, Devahuti Devi and Shadaruba Devi, they traveled to Kardama Prajapati's ashram. Kardama Prajapati, when they saw Swayambhuva Manu coming with Shadaruba Devi and Devahuti Devi, that they respected each other very much. That Manu, when Manu saw the ashram of Kardama Prajapati, he was in bliss, seeing the conditions and situations in the ashram, the peace in that ashram. Even while sitting in the palace, Swayambhuva Manu never felt such a shanti, peaceful state inside. To such an extent, he felt that shanti in Kardama Prajapati's ashram. And so, similarly, when Swayambhuva Manu came in with Shadaruba Devi and Devahuti Devi, Kardama Prajapati also offered all respects to them. And he glorified Swayambhuva Manu, told him that personalities like you should rule this planet. Only then life will be peaceful here. And the king has to take notice of the administration of the planet. Only then the world will be benefited from that. And your traveling and journey, everything is necessary for this world. In this way, he glorified Swayambhuva Manu, appreciating his journey, everything. After that, he asked him, even though it is all like this, is there any special reason why you are visiting me today? In a very nice way, he asked him, you must have any special intention to come here today with Shadaruba and Devahuti Devi. So, can I do anything to please you? He said, in a very nice and in a very dignified way, Kardama Prajapati asked this question to Swayambhuva Manu. So, he knew very well what purpose he had come, but still he asked in a way, very appropriately, because Krishna has already told him that Swayambhuva Manu will come with the daughter and ask him to get married to her. But he didn't say anything about it, that Krishna has spoken like this to me. But in a very formal way, he asked this question to him, and he expected a reply to come from Swayambhuva Manu. And so now Manu is going to talk about that. That is the 22nd chapter. Manu is going to talk about that. That is the 22nd chapter. Śrīdhārācārya Swāmī says there, Dvāvimṣe kardamāyādāl yathādiṣṭam hi viṣṇunām manur duhidaram devahūdi tyupavarnyate. According to instructions from Krishna, Manu married Devahūdi Devi to Kardama Prajāpati, and that is discussed. Śrī Maitreya Vācham Eva Māviṣkṛdā Śeṣa Guṇa Karmodayo Munim Savrīdam Ivadam Samrād Upāradam Vācaha. Manuruvacha, Brahmasrajal Sumukado, Yushman Almavarip Saya, Chando Mayastabo Vidya Yoga Yukta Analam Badan, Taltranaya Sajasma Smando Sahasral Sahasral Sahasrabal, Hridayam Tasahibram Kshatramangam Prajakshade, Ado Anyonyamal Manam Brahmachatram Jarakshada, Rashmadisma Veyo Deva Sasayas Sadasadal Maga. Savasandarshana devam chinname sarvasam shaya yalswayam bhagavan pritya dharma maharirat shisho drishtyame bhagavan drishto durdarsho yograda alpanam drishtya padarajas prishtam shirshname bhavada shivam drishtya tvayan shishtoham kradaschanugraho mahan apavurday karnarendrair jushta dishtyoshadir gira sabhavan duhidrasneham variklishtalpano mama shrodumarkhasi dinasya shravidam Kripaya Muni Priya Vradotanamam Padosu Sayam Duhidamama Anvichadi Vadim Yuktam Vayashila Guna Dibi Yadadu Bhavada Shila Shudarubhavayo Gunan Ashruno Narada Desha Toyasil Kratanishaya Tal Pradicha Dijagremam Shadayobakradam Maya Sarvalpana Nirubam De Grahame Shukarmasu Udyadasihi Kamasya Pradivado Nashasyate Abhinarmukta Sangasya Kamarakta Sekim Punya Ya Udyada Mana Adratyakina Shama Piya Chade Kriya Deta Dishaspidam Anas Chavatnya Hada Aham Tva Shanamam Vidvan Vivahartam Samudyadam Atastam Bhagurvanam Pratam Pradigrihaname Krishirivaja Bada Muddhodu Kama Hama Pramatta Jadaval Majam Avayor Anubaso Vadyo Adyo Vaivahigo Vidhi Kama Sabhuya Yamara Devadesya Putrasam Amnaya Vidho Pratita Kai Evade Tanayam Nadriyeda Soeva Kandyachvadi Mivashriyam Yam Harme Prashte Kundadangri Shopam Vikridanim Kanduka Vikvala Akshim Vishwava Surne Badal Swad Vimanam Iloka Sammoha Vimuta Chetaha Tam Prathayandim Lelana Lelamam Asevida Shri Charanaira Drishtam Valsa Manoru Chabada Susaram Kon Anumanyeda Butobiyatam Ato Bajishye Samayena Sadhvim Yavate Jobi Priyad Alpmanomi Ato Dharman Paramahamsya Mukhyan Shukla Proktan Bahumanye Vihim Sran Yedho Bhavadvishamidam Vijitram Saswam Sasyade Yatrajavavatishtate Prajabadinam Padiresha Mahyam Parampramanam Bhagavan Ananda Maitreya Vajasa Ugradvanvanya Deva Bhav Deva Bhavashe Asija Trushnim Aravindanabham Diyobagrahan Smita Shobhidena Mukhena Cheto Lulubhe Deva Hutya Sonutyatva Vivasidam Mahishya Duhidaspunam Tasmei Gunaganadhyayam Dadotulyam Praharshita Shadaruba Maharatni Pari Barhan Mahadhanan Dambatyo Paryadal Pritya Bhusha Vasa Parichadan Pratam duhidaram samral sadrakshaya gadavyada ubabukhyaja bahubhyam alkandhyon madhita ashaya ashamknuvam sadviraham munjan bashpagala muhu asidanja dambaval sedi netroder duhidu shikha amandra dambanivaram anunyada sahanuga pradastera damarukhya sabhare suburam nrupa Ubayo Rushi Ilyayam Sarasutya Suro Taso Krishina Ubashandanam Pashyan Ashramasambada Tamayanam Abhipretya Brahma Vartal Prajapadim Gita Samstudi Vaditre Pratyadivya Saharshita Barhishmadi Namapuri Sarvasambal Samanyuda Yavadanyatra Romani Yatnyasyangam Vidhunyuta Kusha Kusha Kashastame Vasan Shashodharida Varchasa Rushayo Yai Parabhavim Yatnyaknan Yatnyami Jire Kushakashamayam Barhit Asairya Bhagavan Manu Ajayadyatnya Virusham Labdhu Astanam Yato Bhuvam Barhishmadi Namaviburyan Rubisha Samavasal Tasyam Pravishto Bhavanam Tabatraya Vinashanam Sabhaya Sapraja Kaman Bhubajanya Virodhada Sangiyamana Salkirtistras Sastri Bisuragayagai Pratyushesha Nibadhena Hridashrunvan Hare Katha Nishnadam Yogamaya Sumunim Swayambhuvam Manu Yada Brahmshaidam Vibhogat Nashaigur Bhagaval Param Ayadayamastasyasan Yama Sandurayamana Shrunado Dhyayado Vishnu Kurvado Bhruvada Katha स एवं स्वान्दरं नियुगानाम् एकसप्ततिं वासुदेव प्रसंगेन परिबोधगति त्रया शारीरा मानस दिव्या वैयासे च मानुषा भौतिकाश्च कथं क्लेशा भादन्ते हरिसंश्रयम् य पृष्टो मुनि विप्राः धर्मं नानाविधान् शुभान् नृणां वर्णाश्रमाणां च सर्वभूतहितः सदा एदत्तमादिराजस्य मनोश्चरितमद्भुतं वर्णितं वर्णनीयस्य तदवत्योदयं शृणु श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे पारमहंस्यां संहितायां तृतीयस्कन्धे द्वाविंशतितमोऽध्यायः सर्वत्र गोविन्दनाम सङ्कीर्तनं गोविन्द गोविन्द त्रयोविंशे ततो योगं निर्मिते सर्वसम्पदि विमाने कामगे चित्रा तयोरधिरुद्यते. सो आफ्टर् दिस् मेरेज् कर्दम प्रजापति एण्ड् देवहूति देवी देर् ईस् ए डिस्क्रिप्शन् आफ् देयर् हनिमून्. इफ् यु रीड् देट् यु डोण्ट् थिङ्क् एनिबडि एल्स् हेड् अ हनिमून् लैक् द वे दे हेड्. यु केन् सी देयर् कर्दम प्रजापति औट् आफ् हिस् योगिक् पावर् creates a ask for an aeroplane is sent to him from Vaikuntham planet. And the description of that aeroplane, if you read here, that with that hundreds and hundreds of years they traveled all over Nandanam, Chaitraratham, and places where we have no access, heavenly planets. They were traveling to such places in this aeroplane. And all that is discussed in this next chapter. Maitreya Vaja Pitrubhyam Prastade Sadhvi Padimingida Kovida Nityam Parajaral Pritya Bhavaniva Bhavam Prabhum Vishram Bhenatma Shaujena Gauravena Dhamena Cha Shishrushaya Saukurdena Vaja Madhuraya Chabhum Visarja Kamam Dambam Jadvesham Lopamakham Madam Apramatodhida Nityam Tejiyam Samato Shayal Savai Devarshi Varyastvam Anavim Samanyu Vradam Deval Gariya Sapatyu Ashasana Mahashisha Kalena Bhuya Satshamam Karshidam Vradacharyaya Pramagalgadaya Vacha Pridida Kripaya Bravil. Shuka Brahmarshi Maitreya Maharshi says there that the only personality talking about Devahudi Devi's qualities, the only personality with whom Maitreya Maharshi compares Devahudi Devi is with Sri Parvati. He says the way Sri Parvati served Lord Shiva, exactly like the way Devahudi Devi served Kardama Prajapati, says there that Vidrubhyam, first word, Sadhvi Padim Ingida Govidam Nityam Parajaral Pritya Bhavaniva Bhava Prabho Bhavaniva Bhavam Prabhu. So, and her qualities, Visrajya Kamam Dambam Ja Dvesham Lobham Agham Madham Apramotyada Nityam Tejiyam Samatoshayal. She was so pure in her dealings with Kardama Prajapati. So, anyway, Kardama Vaja Tushto Ahamadyam Tavamanavim Anadayam Shishrushaya Paramaya Parayaja Bhaktya Yo Dehina Mayama Diva Sukhral Swadeho Navekshida Samujida Chubidam Madarte Yeme Sadharma Niradasya Tamas Samadhi Vidyatma Yoga Vijida Bhagaval Prasada Tanevade Madhunu Sevanaya Virudhan Trishtim Prabhashavidaramya Bhayana Shokan Anye Punar Bhagavato Bhuva Udrijambha Vibramshidartara Janaki Murukramasya Siddhasi Bungsha Vibhavanija Dharma Doha Ivyanare Duradigan Nurbhavikriya Abhi Evam Bhravanam Abhilakhila Yogamaya Vidya Vijachanam Aveshagada Adirasil Samprashraya Pranaya Vihvalaya Gireshal Kridavaloka Vilasaddasidananaha Devahudiri Vacharartham Bhaja Dijurushay Adhamokha Yogam Ayadibetvai Bhotada Vaime Bharta Yastebhyadai Samayasagrdanga Sango Bhuyad Gariyasi Guna Prasavasadinam Tatredikritim Vashutshayado Madesham Yeneshame Karshido Diridam Sayalma Siddhyedade Kritamano Bhavadarshidaya Dinastadisha Bhavanam Sadrasham Vichakshva Shri Maitreya Vaja Priyaya Priyamanyachun Kardamo Yogama Astida Vimana Kambagum Kshatastarkeva Viraji Karal Sarvagamaduham Divyam Sarvaratna Samanyidam Sarvavadivajayodarkam Manim Sambayrubaskridam Divyobagaranobedam Sarvagala Sukhavaham Patigavipadagavir Vijitrabhiralankridam Sarkbhir Vijitramalyavir Manjushinjalshadangribi Duvulakshoma Gausheya Ratnana Vastre Virajidam Ubadribari Vinyastam Nilayeshu Pradak Pradak Shriptay Kashipubhikandam Vajengam Vajanasanei Tatra tatra vinikshiptam nana shilpovasho vidam. Ha amarda gastalya jushtam vidruma vedibi. Dvasu vidruma dehalyam padam vajrakapadaval. Shikareshindran hileshu hemakum bhairadishritam. Chachushmal palmaraga agrair vajrabritishu nurmidai. Jushtam vijitra vaidanir maharkhair hemadoranai. Hamsa bara avadavrades tatra tatra nigujidam. Kritriman manyamane swadirukhya adirukhya cham. Viharastana Vishrama Sambesha Pranganajire Yathoba Josham Rizder Vismabana Mivalpana Idr Graham Dal Pashendim Nadi Praydena Chedasa Sarvabudashaya Vitya Praojal Kardama Swayam Nimajasmin Kadeviru Vimana Midama Aruha Idam Shukla Gradam Dirtamashi Shamya Bagam Ranam Satal Burtur Samadaya Vajakumalaya Chana Sarajam Vibradi Vasoveni Budam Shamur Dajan Angam Jamala Bangena Sam Chenam Shabalastanam Avivesha Sarasutya Sarashivajala Shayam Sandasarasi Veshmasta Shadani Deshaganyaga Sarva Kishore Vaisoda Darshol Pelagantaya Tam Drishtwa Sahasotaya Proju Pranjalaya Striya Vayam Karmagari Stubhyam Shadina Karavamikim Snani Nadam Maharkhena Snabayitwa Manaswinim Dule Nurmale Nutne Dura Sejama Nada Bushanani Parardhyani Variyam Siddhimanticha Annam Sarvaguno Bedam Panam Chaivamruda Savam Adadarshe Samalpanam Sragunam Virajam Varam Virajam Krita Sustainam Kanyabir Bahumanidam Snatam Krita Shirasnanam Sarvabharana Bhushitam Nishkar Grivam Valenam Kujal Kanjana Nupuram Shrunyuradhyasaya Kanjaya Kanjanya Bahuratnaya Harenaja Maharkhena Ruchagenaja Bhushitam Suddha Subruvashlashna Snigdobangena Chakshusha Palma Goshas Pradani Ilai Alageshila San Mukham Yadasasmara Krishvam Rishinam Deidam Padim Tatrajaste Sahastribir Yatraste Saprajapati Bartu Prasadalpanam Sri Sahasrudam Tada Nishamita Dyoga Gadim Samshayam Pratyabadhyata Sadam Kunamalasnanam Vibrajandim Apurvaval Alpano Vibradim Rumam Samvidi Rujirastanim Vidyadari Sahasrena Sevimanam Suvasasam Jadabhavo Vimanam Tatra Tadaro Haidamitrahan Tasmin Naluptam Hima Preyanurekto Vidyadari Viruja Jirnavapurvimena Vimanam Vibrajamul Kuchakumud Ganavana Vipicha Stara Abhiravurda Ivodupadher Napastam Tenashtaloga Vihara Kula Chalendra Dronishwananga Sakamaruda Saupagasu Siddhirnudo Dhudini Padashivaswana Suremechiram Danada Vallalana Varudhi Vaishrambhage Surasane Nandane Pushpabadrage Manase Chaitra Ratheja Sareme Ramayarada Brajushnuna Vimanina Kamagena Mahiyasa Vaimani Gana Tyasheda Charam Logan Yatha Anila Kim Durabadanam Tesham Pumsam Uddama Chedasam Yair Ashrita Tirtha Vadam Charano Vyasanatyaya Prashaitva Bhuo Golam Batneya Van Sosamstaya Bahu Ashcharyam Mahayogi Swashramayanya Vartada Vibhajana Vadalpmanam Manavim Suradol Sugam Ramam Niramayan Reme Varshabhugan Muhurtaval Tasmin Vimanam Ulkrishtam Shayyam Radhikarim Shrita Najabudhyadagam Kalam Patya Pichena Sangada Evam Yoganu Bhavena Dambatyo Ramamanayo Shadam Vidhi Shrida Kamalala Sayor Manak Tasya Amatatare Dastambhavayam Alpman Alpmavil Snotho Vidai Rubam Samsarva Sangalpavidvipu Adasasu Shvesadyo Devahudi Sriya Prajaha Sarvascharu Sarvastascharu Sarvangyo Luhidolpalagandhaya Padimsa Prajavrishyandam Tadalotsho Shadi Sadi Samayana Viklamena Hridayena Viduyada Likhandyotho Mukimbumim Padhanakamani Shriya Uvachalilidam Vajam Nirudhyam Shrugulam Shanei Shri Devahudi Rivaja Sarvandal Bhagavan Mahimupo Vaha Pradishrutam Adhabide Brahmanayama Bhayam Dadumarkhasi Brahmandu Hidrabistubhyam Mimurgya Padayasama Kaschil Sian Mimishogai Twai Pravrajidevanam Edavadalam Kale Nividikrandena Me Prabho Indriyartha Prasangena Parityakta Paralpana Indriyartha Yeshu Sajjandhya Prasanga Twai Me Krita Ajanandhya Parambhavam Tadapyastubhayayame Sangoya Samsadir Hedu Asal Suvihidodhiya Saevu Swadushukudo Nisangatvaya Kalpade Nehayal Karma Dharmaya Naviragaya Kalpade Natirthapada Sevaya Jeevan Nabimrato Hisa Saham Bhagavado Nunam Manjida Maya Yadridam Yatvam Vimuktidam Prapyanamamukshaya Bandhanal Srimal Bhagavade Mahapurane Tridiya Skande Kabilayo Bhakhyane Trayo Vimshaditamo Dhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda. So Kardana Prajapati spoke to Swayambhu, and Swayambhu was pleased with Kratam Prajapati's question, that for what purpose, had a special interest behind this visit. So Manu knows all the dharma, isn't it? After all, he wrote Manusmriti. Manusmriti was written by Swayambhu. So it is in that, with that seriousness, Manu is speaking. Because he is the author of Manusmriti, he knows the right and wrong things very well. Because of Manusmriti is author. So in that same way he spoke to Kratam Prajapati. So Manu says to him that Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, they are very closely related, isn't it? Brahmanas and Kshatriyas are closely related. And why? Because they protect each other. Brahmanas give the directions in life for Kshatriyas to live and administer properly. Without the instructions from the Brahmana, Kshatriyas are lost. They have no, because Brahmanas are Krishna's face, Kshatriyas are the hands, Vaishyas are the belly, and Shudras are the legs. So keeping that, all these things in the perspective, Manu is speaking. Manu is the author of the, Swayambhu Manu is the author of this system, of the Varnashrama Dharma also he has created, and it has sustained so long in this world. So it is in that nature, he mentions to them, Brahmanas and Kshatriyas are meant to protect each other. Brahmanas protect the Kshatriya through their power of austerity, tapashakti. And Kshatriya protect the Brahmana through Paurusham, ability, capacity to fight. That is the asset of the Kshatriya. So Kshatriya protect the Brahmanas through the power of the hand or the protective capacity. And Brahmana protect the Kshatriya through the power of the austerities. So, those things, Swayambhu Manu spoke about all these things to Kratam Prajapati first. Then, after saying all these things, he says to Kratam Prajapati that we heard from Srinarada Maharshi about your qualities. And hearing that, Devahudi Devi, my daughter, wants to marry you. And Narada Maharshi also told us that you intend to marry, you are thinking of getting married, you are planning to get married. And you can see how Swayambhu Manu spoke. He is not insisting that you should marry Devahudi Devi. But if you are thinking about getting married, Devahudi Devi will be a good match for you. That's how he puts it to Swayambhu Manu, puts it to Kratama Prajapati. If you are thinking of getting married, Devahudi Devi will be an appropriate wife for you. And because you have to look at all aspects, isn't it, while getting married. So, here, in order to marry Devahudi Devi, suppose I brought her here, and if Kratam Prajapati says, because still Swayambhu Manu doesn't know what is going through Kratam Prajapati's mind. So he put these things in such a way that the answer should not become in a negative way, it shouldn't happen. He says to him, suppose, the question is this, that suppose Swayambhu Manu brought Devahudi Devi and says to Kratam Prajapati, I brought Devahudi Devi for you to marry. And suppose Kratam Prajapati says, I'm not going to get married. Then the whole situation becomes very awkward, isn't it? For them, yes. For us, I don't know. For us, everything is okay. Here in this world, isn't it? So, but for them, they are such people, such great souls, that they have certain manners in their way of doing, saying things and doing things. So, anyway, here what happened was that or after a while, if Devahudi, Kardama Prajapati, Swayambhu Manu wanted Kardama Prajapati to think about it enough before making that decision. So the question was put in such a way that Kardama Prajapati think about it and then make your decision in such a way that and if after a while after a while, now he says no, I don't want to get married. Then after a while, if Kardam Prajapati thinks, I want to get married. Mind can change. Mind is like that, isn't it? Today you will say one thing, tomorrow you will say something else. And if after that, if he has to go back to Swayambhuva Manu and tell him that, look, I want to marry Devahuti Devi, that wouldn't look very nice, is it not? Because that will show that his strength of austerities is not very good. If you have good strength of austerities, you will have a matured way of thinking and doing things as well. So that is why the question and answer between Swayambhuva Manu and Kardama Prajapati is in a very dignified way. Everything is spoken and given enough time to think and to make an answer for that. So, in other words, think enough and then answer. Only then after that you answer. And Swayambhuva Manu has spoken with very serious way. Swayambhuva Manu was very famous, isn't it? Swayambhuva Manu, first Manu. So, in a very serious way he spoke to Kardama Prajapati in a way that giving him enough time to think and to make up his mind before he say yes or no, whatever it may be. So, Kardama Prajapati says to him, when he said this, that yes, I have decided to get married, he said. And therefore, whatever Narada Maharshi has told you is correct, he said. And even if such a desire has not happened in me to get married, if it hasn't developed, even then, a great personality like you, Swayambhuva Manu, if he comes with his daughter, Devahuti Devi, and come and request me to marry her in this way, and that too, a girl like Devahuti Devi, who is extremely beautiful. When all these things are there, Kardama Prajapati says, I have already heard about Devahuti Devi, how beautiful she is. And obviously, Narada Maharshi had done the job both sides. One side, he has gone and told Devahuti Devi about Kardama Prajapati, told him about his spiritual strength and austerities and penances and how spiritually powerful personality Kardama Prajapati is. Then he comes back and tells Kardama Prajapati how beautiful Devahuti Devi and Devahuti Devi's beauty. Narada Maharshi has spoken this to Kardama Prajapati. So, and there are few verses you will see there. One famous Gandharva, Vishwavasu, he was traveling in the air. And when he was traveling on top of Swayambhuva Manu's palace, Devahuti Devi was on the top, standing there. Seeing Devahuti Devi, the whole aeroplane fell there. And Vishwavasu wanted to go and talk to Devahuti Devi. So attractive she was, that completely captivated by the beauty. You will see that mentioned in the 22nd chapter. What happened to Vishwavasu? Vishwavasu. He says there that See that Hrishi Ruvacha. Hrishi is saying about the glories of Devahuti Devi. Prajapate same. Jushtam badadhyagila sattvarajan ashe samsidhyam akshnostava darshananna. 13th. Yad darshanam janmavirita sadvi ashasade yogino ruta yoga. That's 21st chapter. In the 22nd chapter, you will see this again spoken. 16, yeah. Kamasya bhuyan naradevadesya putreya samamnaya vidhau pratita ka evade tanayam nadriyeda soya iva kandhyachubadim iva shriyam. Discussion that yam harme prashte kundadangri shobham vikridadim kanduga vihvala akshim വിശ്വാവസൂർ ന്യബദൽ സ്വാദ് വിമാനം വിലോക്യ സമോഹ വിമൂഢ ചേതാഹ. വിശ്വാവസു ഫെൽ വിത്ത് ഫ്രം ദി എയറോപ്ലെയിൻ സീയിങ് ദിസ് ബ്യൂട്ടി ഓഫ് ദേവഹൂതി ദേവി. ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് വാട്ട് ഇസ് സെയിങ് സോ ആൻഡ് ഹു വിൽ നോട്ട് മാരി ദേവഹൂതി ദേവി. ഹി സേസ് that Devahuti was on the top of the step or the terrace of the house of Swayambhu Manu, and Vishwavasu traveled on top of that and he fell there. Devahuti was playing with the ball at that time. That seeing that beauty, Vishwavasu forgot to drive the flight plane properly, it seems. That and what can you do when the beauty gets into the head? So the whole plane fell off there. Then in other words, what he's saying is that she was so beautiful, that's all. Anyway, Devahuti, who will not marry her, in this way Srinarada Maharshi has spoken about Devahuti Devi to our Kardama Prajapati. And he even told him that if you do not marry this Devahuti Devi, you will be the greatest fool in this world. Like this, Srinarada Maharshi told and told this to Kardama Prajapati. And even though all these things were known to Kardama Prajapati, Kardama Prajapati also spoke in the same way like Swayambhu Manu has spoken, with the same dignified way. So, but Devahuti, Kardama Prajapati said to Srinarada Maharshi, and also to Swayambhu Manu, that I have certain conditions when I get married, he said. Everything spoken before the marriage. And if it is agreeable for you and for Shatrubha, that means Swayambhu Manu and Shatrubha Devi, if they are agreeable for these things, at that time Swayambhu Manu asked, what is that condition? Condition is this, that marriage is for having children. And once the children are born, then I will not stay in the householder life. I will leave. This was the condition he has put in. I'll take sannyasam and go. So, and at that point in time, I don't want to hear anything when I leave home, he says. So if that is agreeable, I am willing to get married. This is how Kardama Prajapati put the proposal to Swayambhu Manu. So you can see Swayambhu Manu spoke in a way giving all the seriousness. That seriousness of the conversation you can see. That he encouraged Devahuti Devi can be married to Kardama Prajapati, but Kardama should know clear in his mind what he wants to do. And so Kardama Prajapati also equally straightforward saying to Swayambhu Manu that I would like to marry Devahuti Devi only on one condition, that if I get married, when children are born, I will leave home. This was the condition. So, and at that point, there should not be any disagreement, he says. If that is possible, if that's agreeable, then I am ready for the marriage. I am ready for the marriage. So, so they didn't ask Devahuti Devi. This was put forward to Swayambhu Manu and Shatrubha Devi. So when Kardama Prajapati said this, Swayambhu Manu and Shatrubha, they didn't look at each other. They looked at Devahuti Devi, what she has got to say. Because it's he who is getting married, not Swayambhu Manu. So naturally that decision has to be made by Devahuti Devi, isn't it? Devahuti Devi understood the situation. After all, she is Swayambhu Manu's daughter, isn't it? And so Devahuti knows about dharma, religious principles, as much as Swayambhu Manu knows about it. So therefore she knows that householder life is meant to finish one day, and the purpose of householder life also is known to her. She is very conscious of that. So there was no necessity to ask or to give an answer to this question. And without any, by looking at Devahuti Devi, Swayambhu Manu and Shatrubha Devi understood that she is agreeable for the marriage, and the marriage was arranged for that, and there was nothing much to organize for the marriage, a very simple system, and that is how the marriage, first marriage happened, which now we have developed into a big mela. So we'll discuss it next Saturday. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.